five children. And the reason why we have five children is because we do not want six. And those we have, we want to get out of the house before we die. Just to get them out. Because all children have brain damage. Now, those of you who have no children, let me describe the brain damage. You come in the room with a Coca-Cola. You set it down, you go to get a newspaper. Child comes walking in, grabs the drink, starts drinking. You say, give me that. Didn't I just tell you not to drink it? The child says, aha. You say, what did I just say? You said, for two, not for two drinks, you drink. So every time I tell you that, don't I? I say, when I have a drink, don't you drink it. Don't I say that? Uh-huh. Now tell me what I said. You said, for two, not for two drinks, you drink. That's right. So you put it down. You go to get the paper. The child picks it up again. And quickly starts to drink it. You say, give me that. Didn't I just tell you to the uh-huh? Well, why did you do it? I don't know. Well, that's brain damage. If you know you're not supposed to do something, and you do it, and then people say, why did you do it? You say, that's brain, I don't know. Brain damage. And that's what parents have to deal with all day. That's all you see. People, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. My parents never smiled. Because I had brain damage. My wife and I don't smile because our children are loaded with it. Oh, my parents smile now whenever they come over to my house and they see how much trouble I'm having. Oh, they have a ball. Have a little trouble, huh, son? I mean, I never thought that I would sound like other parents. People I've heard who are ridiculous sounding, or were, before I had children. I mean, you call a child, you say, come here, come here. No, they don't hear that. So you have to send a barrage of hears after you say, come here, come here, come here, come here, come here, come here, here! Sound like a tobacco auctioneer. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit, 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 sit. No, 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 no. Here, 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 here. Stop it, 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 stop it. I used to think my father was an idiot because the man could not complete a full sentence. My father would get upset and he said, what the? Get your... Well, of course, now I understand. I mean, you're censoring yourself. You don't want to curse. I mean, had it been a grown person, you'd have cursed. What the foul, filth, foul, foul, filth, 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 foul, foul, and you're filth and foul. But you talk to your child, you censor yourself, and you say, what the? I'll bust. Get out of my face.
Previously on Dutch and Royce.
Somehow we started talking about.
I don't remember.
We started talking about.
I don't remember.
By the way, Maria's sober when this happened.
Completely dead sober.
We are talking about selfie sticks, and somebody Marie goes, "Wouldn't it be great if they had a butthole selfie stick? Because it's so hard to take a picture of your own butthole."
It really is. There's a need for butthole selfies.
So Marie sits down and she grabs a notepad.
Look at it. Well, how on earth are you going to take
maybe
a good?
Maybe in the gay community, I don't know.
How on earth are you going to take a good butthole selfie when it's all packed behind you?
I've never thought about it until you just uttered those words. Look, I've never
look in the chat room.
I need to sell my butthole.
Look in the chat room.
The moment I started to find a way to do a butthole selfie stick, it immediately clicked into my head how to build it. But the way I was describing it, no one was understanding me. So I got out a pencil and some paper, and I started sketching feverishly.
You're an artist.
She has
drawings.
Thank you very much. So I drew the first one, which is on the right-hand side, which is just only the apparatus, right?
I'm going to be sharing this on the Dutch and Royce page if anyone wants to see it.
So at first I just draw the apparatus, right? So I was like, no, guys, it's totally like you have your normal selfie stick, right? And you have the handle. But instead of the handle, it's actually going to be like what a woman has when she gets her vagina tested. You know how it's like the forceps, you kind of go in and then you crank it a little bit and it just widens to the most comfortable point.
Oh,
just stretch
it out.
Yes, it's a spreader. And right. But I was like, well, you're going to need a hand crank, right? So it's like, then I was like, okay, you have to draw the hand crank. So you have to and of course, you know, for the comfortability, we're going to have rubber stoppers on either end.
Obviously, it would be ridiculous.
It would be very uncomfortable to have just metal on your butt cheeks, keeping them open.
This is Dutch and Royce.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Hello, everyone. It is November 3rd, 2015. Sorry, I was looking down at my computer. I was like 11. What is 11 again? I had to like count for a second. Post Halloween festivities, which we'll get into in a little bit, but you are listening to Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780.
Usted está escuchando Dutch and Royce aquí en morelikeradio.com. El número es 954-573-2780.
We now have we're trying to go multi-language here.
Say whatever you want, but you know, have you seen the ratings for the Spanish stations?
Dude, they're ridiculous. And they do with murder. They do not follow any FCC regulations. Because they just take a shit right all over all
They do whatever they want, and their ratings are retarded.
It is ridiculous. How
they're usually number one in most markets.
Dude, especially for talk radio.
I know. It is dude, remember that morning show they called Castro?
Dude, there's Castro, and then there's another like huge one that the dudes at my work listen to, and it's like they prank call people, but they actually prank.
Oh
call
no,
people.
I know. Oh, trust me,
they don't give a fuck about. They'll give people's actual names and addresses.
Oh yeah,
stuff you're not supposed to do in FCC radio, but they do it. But nobody from the FCC apparently speaks Spanish.
That's all it takes because there's like four people there.
But right. Is it like a loophole? Like if they try to, like if the FCC tries to go after these Spanish channels, it'll be racist?
Well, here's a real loophole.
Nobody enforces it on the Spanish channel.
Here's the loophole. Number one, the FCC only bans American curse words. Spanish curse words, there's no rules against them.
There's no rules against
them.
So
you could, I mean, dude, if you hear the words they say on there, if you were to translate.
Pinche, and they're cursing up
dude,
a storm.
Dude, and they still openly like make fun of gay people, and doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
They make fun of black people. They don't care. And they just like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to us? Come at
me,
bro.
We should go over to Spanish, man.
I'm telling you.
So much more fun.
Just do whatever we want.
We actually get on like a real syndicated station.
We'll call ourselves. We'll call ourselves the Spick and the Hick.
And they would love that.
Boom. Perfect. We have a station. Oh, sorry, Dutch. You have to introduce. I apologize. I got excited.
Yeah, I'm Joel Dutchman. That's Royce Lopez.
Hi. I mean, hola.
Hola, yeah.
Sorry, I apologize.
We're going to do a Simon cast night. You're going to do all Spanish night.
Hola.
He's a dirty Cuban, as you can tell. The other dirty person in the room is a dirty Italian, little known as Johnny Cakes and Zeri.
Hola, me. I'm O'Juan.
Apparently, he's John now. Juan, not John. Is Marie back?
Marie's
we'll be back on in a little bit. She had
Marie,
to take a phone
she's doing
call
business
with a therapist because she had to ask herself for the thousandth time, why am I married to Royce Lopez?
Trick question. She was forced.
She was.
For the health benefits.
And then also
because I need
producer, Mitchell.
Oh, yeah. Hello there.
Hey, what's up with your robot Mitch?
Was it robot voice?
Robot Mitch.
We got robot Mitch.
I am robot Mitch.
Motherfucker.
Well,
it's just original Mitch.
That out. If you're listening to the podcast and want to check us out live, we are live every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight Eastern Standard Time here on morelikeradio.com/live. There's a chat room. There's a video feed. You can see all of us, you know, together in our loveliness if you go there when we are broadcasting. Otherwise, you can download all of our shows at morelikeradio.com.
Punto
or in com. iTunes Punto or anywhere com. You can get that stuff.
Am I still a robot?
No, no, you're
good now.
You're good now. Yeah, but. So, real quick, before I forget, you heard on the previously on, Marie did her anal hole spreader thing.
Right.
Well, Hammy.
It's called the poop shoot. Let's not forget how that whole thing ended.
When you could listen to Hammy on Brain Stew, of course.
Is he like more regular on E-Rock's show now?
I don't think so. Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I heard him not too long ago on it.
He might have been, but I don't know. But you said he's irregular. That's a T. I don't know.
Is he becoming more of one?
Maybe. I don't know.
Caught it randomly. And by the way, like, is that stupid Hammy's voice in the back? So referring to him as Chris, I was like, I don't like this.
I don't like it either. Whenever fucking Eric, when Eric was hanging out with us, I said, oh yeah, Hammy did this. And he's like, Chris? I'm like, don't call him that in front of me. I told him, you will not. Call him that in front of me.
It's probably like Nagel on his other show. They all refer to him as E-Rock. They probably don't call him Eric or Nagel or like, you know, what we call him. So, anyway,
Hammy decided that he loved the whole poop shoot idea. And he made us a commercial for it. You want to hear it?
Yeah. More than breathing.
It is beautiful. Here we go.
Are you tired of having to bend over to take a photo of your backside? Is your back in constant pain due to poor butt pics? Introducing the Poop Shoot, where you can take a perfect picture of your butthole and no one will know if you are a boy, girl, or in between. It's easy. Just attach the strap that safely attaches to your body, attach your smartphone or tablet to the easily adjustable stick, aim, and shoot. It's that easy. Taking photos of your butthole is easier than ever. It's even great for nutscaping. The Poop Shoot. Just set it and regret it. Act now and we will throw in a ShamWow for free. Clean up any mess easily with the ShamWow. A $29.99 value, yours free. Order your poop shoot right now. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll double the offer. You get two poop shoots, two ShamWows, and a lifetime warranty for only $19.95. If you're not completely satisfied and a poop shoot is not the best device you ever used to take a photo of your rectum, return it for a guaranteed full refund. We'll even pay for the shipping and handling, but keep the ShamWow as our free gift to you. Call 954-573-2780. That's 954-573-2780. And have your credit card ready. Our operators are standing by.
How
beautiful.
Awesome.
It's got like a Ren and Stimpy-esque
it does.
It.
I hope we get a cease and desist letter from the ShamWow people.
I want one.
Haven't had one in a while, and I want one.
That's going into the commercial rotation, by the way.
Oh, better.
That's going in the... Thank you, Hammy.
I love how it gave out like an actual number.
Yeah, of course. Perfect. That is actually brilliant. That was really, really
very
well done.
Funny. Just bored at work and decided to put that together?
He said Tammy's been doing a bunch of shit. He's making new commercials for everything. Like, he's actually killing it right now.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Wow. Well, good for it. That I love that.
That's yeah.
Especially his dumb delivery. I love it.
Yeah.
That's great. But, anyways, well, I guess we should say, I got to look at Eliza, John, and Mitch first. What did you guys do this weekend?
Well, Sherry and I went to a Halloween party on Halloween, obviously. Mm-hmm. We went to the same party we went last year where
your mom got married?
No, that was just her mom's doing normal things.
Oh.
No, the Halloween party last year, she got really fucking drunk and then was seeing signs everywhere. And I took a pop brownie and I was trying to drive home.
Oh, my God, I forgot. Has it been a year already since that
story? No, it's been a year?
That was last Halloween.
Really? So holy shit, that blew my mind.
That made me laugh a lot when we told that.
This year, we kind of prepared a little bit more for this. So I obviously knew like Sherry's just going to get fucking hammered. So I'm going to be responsible and I'm going to be the DD. Of course, I still drank.
Designated dickhead.
Yeah. Yes. but I didn't get I didn't get shit faced. You know, I just, you know, I had about four beers or whatever. But we planned ahead this time because we assumed that there would be pot brownies again. So I saved one.
Your quality is going to shit again there, buddy.
Is it still bad?
It's starting to go bad, yeah. I mean, I want to hear your story, but I also want to hear you, like, I want to hear you hear it. You
know? Let me hang up. Okay.
Yeah, he'll hang up and call back. Oh, dude, do you remember that? Like, what was that story again between him and Sherry? Like, she got hammered, as she always does, and then he thought it'd be a good idea to eat a pot brownie. This was last year. And then he decided to, he was like driving, and then midway through is when it kicked in. And so both of them were just like, are you seeing reindeer on the road? I forget how the story goes. I want him to reiterate.
It wasn't like that. It was,
Bad tonight, buddy.
Yeah. Your quality is fucking garbage.
What the fuckaroonie?
Mitch. Okay. I'm going to help you out. You ready? I'm going to help him, Dutch.
Okay.
All control delete. Go to uTorrent, end process.
It does sound like that, by the way.
It sounds like you have something, like your quality went down.
Yeah, right click on your bottom thing and hit task manager.
Or did you give your router a pop brownie? Because that may be what did it.
Yeah, it's not like you're cutting out, but it just has that gravel feeling like you have a uTorrent open.
I am a robot.
Well, how about this? How about we'll let Mitch put a pause on that story, let him get back to that. Cakesy, what did you do this weekend?
Well, I was going to go, like I said on the Hippo Juice show, I was going to go trick-or-treating with my niece. Niece got the sniffles, so she was bedbound, so they didn't go out. I was going to go to the Hard Rock Casino with some friends, and at the last minute, all my friends bailed out on me, and I was like, God damn it, I have this costume.
No.
So I went. Anyway, irregardless, I went to the Hard Rock and I walked around as Jesus riding a dinosaur, and apparently it was a big hit.
Oh, yeah? Did a lot of people take pictures with you?
So many Mexicans, like families of 12 coming up to me and, oh, can we take picture? Picture, yes. And they would all just come over.
I'm sorry, not to cut you off, but I thought that the preferred choice of Hispanic in the Florida area was Cubans, because every different region has like their Hispanic influx.
Yeah, but Mexicans are the ones who build the house.
Casino, they're on vacation because there was a lot of Koreans there as well. But they were coming up, they were like petting the dinosaur and everything. And I managed to get there in time to enter in a costume contest. And I won most creative. I got $100.
Nice.
As opposed to making $3,000 that a slutty powdered wig girl won. Like, she was like Victorian era, like, a vampire.
Oh, that's not bad. I was going to say, like, because usually, like, at least what I did for Halloween, it's the same thing. Like, you take a profession, at least if you're a girl, you take a profession and put slutty in front of it. I've never seen slutty Victorian girl.
Yeah, like the, you know, like the powdered wig, the corset, and like the little butt bumper thingy. Yeah. So, but like, so like she won like
punk thing.
Yeah, she won like $3,000. It was like her and her friend. They won $3,000.
What fucking restaurant has that much cachet where they can just put up $3,000 for a fucking costume contest?
Dude, there's a couple of nightclubs there that like they have money to burn, I guess. But walked around like Jesus, walked into the casino, and I blessed every single poker table.
There you go.
And then afterwards, it was maybe around like 11 o'clock. So I like went home and I was getting ready to like call it a night. And my friend's like, hey, we got a party at my house. I'm like, okay. So I went and drank drank homemade moonshine.
I haven't had that in years. How was it?
It was good. It tastes exactly like an apple pie.
That's the thing, is like the difference between good moonshine and like people who think it's good moonshine is that good moonshine doesn't burn.
Yeah, I've made apple pie moonshine before for a party. It was so good, but it got you fucked.
Fucked. Immediately.
Immediately. They presented to me in a mason jar, and I was like, this is so good. I don't taste. I want to drink it all. And like two people are
hammered.
No job.
No. Yeah. Like, dude, I had the exact same experience. They're like, no, dude, seriously? It, you know it doesn't burn. You can't. This isn't lemonade.
Oh, yeah. Aww. And the longer you let it ferment, the fucking stronger it gets. It's ridiculous. Oh, fuck yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm trying to think the last time I had it. I know the first time I had it was when I was in college with my redneck friends. Like, those guys were chemists when it came to that stuff. You know, now I'm thinking about it, I probably was drinking meth.
And I don't know what it is, but they actually allowed me to do a side-by-side comparison because someone brought in, like, store-bought moonshine, like, and it just smelled like chemicals.
What's the most popular store moonshine? What's that? Everclear, right?
Everclear's
just
one.
Just that green alcohol?
But there's a lot of, like, little, I'm sure you've seen them at your liquor store, like, a lot of new ones popping up. The ones that have like the cherries floating
in
there.
You actually get a lot out here, to be honest.
Really?
I mean, I think it was the one of the ones that had the cherry in it, right. Royce.
Yeah, you guys in the South, you get it a lot more often than we do. So,
Mitch, are you back with us, buddy?
Yeah. Do you hear me now? Am I better?
Oh my God! What the hell's going on?
What's wrong with you, Mitch?
I don't know. Why am I f***ing roboting? This is not cool.
And he's panicking right now.
He's like me whenever this happens to me.
Here, Midge, why don't we do this?
I love is that like none of you guys are blaming this on him. Like you always blame it on me whenever this happens to me.
You want
to
know why?
Because you're a producer.
And you're crazy, Dutch.
I'm the host of this fucking show. I'm not a producer.
Prove it. What's the show called?
I don't know.
The Sugar Lounge.
The Sugar Lounge, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Seven-year-old joke. Nobody gets it, by the way.
That's a joke just for us.
That's a joke for me and Royce and John.
That's it. No one else gets it.
It makes me smile every time.
Well, fuck you guys, all of you.
I wonder what Nick's up to these days.
Mitch, they're asking in the chat room.
Do you still have his phone number? Let's give him a call.
Mitch, they're asking in the chat room if you'll flip your router upside down, see if that helps.
Yeah, see if that helps. Like a snow globe.
What about magnets? How do those work?
No one knows. Oh, fuck. It's
weird because he sounded fine before the show.
Yeah, no, he was great before the show.
Mm. But anyways, are you anything else, John? You got anything left on that one?
Here's another funny thing. The people that were the Victorian...
Sluts?
They ended up showing up at my friend's house because they're apparently cosplayers and... They are friends with my friends.
You
so
fuck them?
It's a yes or no question.
Tell us. Did you or not? Did you make out with one of them at least?
Yeah. I made out with, but...
Didn't the dinosaur get in the way?
No, it's all air. But no.
Please tell me you left it on during the entire time.
I did.
Nice. I did.
And I had like my hand... I had my choice. I had either a transsexual or I had this girl.
Hold on. An actual or one dressed up like one?
No, an actual one that I think next week she's actually getting it removed and getting the boobs done.
Oh, lucky dog.
Right.
Good for you.
Dutch knows all about that.
But yeah, I wish I did, but I don't.
The reason why I was kind of hesitant to say anything about the other girl is because she has a face like Glenn Quagmire. Like, she has a pretty face, but there's a lot of
jaw, chin.
There's a lot of chin.
Yeah.
Oh.
She has a, yeah.
But
Sarah Jessica Parker face.
How she looked in her costume. I was like, oh, yeah, wear this every day.
Seriously. Yeah, that was like the similar experience when I hung out with Mersh in Long Island when I was out there a couple of years ago. I made out with some chick that had like, the Jay Leno jaw.
Like, it was bad. I'm like, is there surgery for that to get it like reduced?
Yeah, but you're kind of unfortunate if you're born with that, right?
I get because like yeah. that's her only flaw. That's
the Giselle Bundchen jaw.
Giselle Bundchen. But I just like saying Glenn Quagmire because she even had like the dimps.
Oh, no. Anyway. Well, mine wasn't as well. I mean, I guess maybe part of it may be as exciting as that. Okay. So I had to DJ two different events for this thing. One of them was the house party that Kelsey and I threw here at the house, obviously. And the other one was that organization I told you, like, I just randomly like DJed their 5K gig.
Oh, Nambla.
No, not Nambla, you son of a bitch. It was, it's called the Realm of Caring, and
they
it's
ran
in
5,000
with Sir Charles Webb. It's like this, it's these pot people who do that, they take out the THC boo from weed, But I guess it's like the most effective thing that prevents seizures. And so like they have this big national thing every year, especially around Halloween, with all these people who have like benefited from the what these people sell. And my mom, who has a pretty big, I think I've told you guys about, you know, our barn parties and whatnot in the back. Well, my mom had decided to have the event at her place.
Right.
So I'm DJing the event and everything like that. And so ahead of time, you know, Royce, you remember like at your wedding, like, you know, like with a DJ set up, you have like the lights behind the DJ and everything down like on the dance floor and everything like that. Well, we had like I was like, I'm not using strobe lights. I'm not using crazy party lights. The last thing I want to do is cause any of these kids to have seizures, because a lot of them have epilepsy or they're born with some sort of a defect and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, all their parents and everybody who has everything to do with it. There was a good 150 to 200 people at my mom's property this weekend. So I'm DJing the thing. Midway through the event, one of the ladies who's putting on the event, who's, I want to say like mid to late 30s or whatever. Super cute, by the way. Who's one of her kids has epilepsy. She was just like, hey. She was a little drunk at the time. By the time she came over to me, she was like, hey, should we turn down the main lights and just kind of have like the booth lights going on? I think that'd be good for dancing. And I'm looking at her going, Joyce, are you sure? Like, cause I don't, that's the last thing. Are you
do
sure?
It.
And
do
she's
it.
Like, oh no, it'll be fine. It's the small lights and the big lights is the reason why they have it. I was like, look, you're the one who has the deal with epilepsy, not me. So I turn, you know, I kind of have like, you know, my nephew go over and turn off the main lights. And I kind of make a quick little announcement like, hey, for the dancing portion, come over here. Like five or six moms were just like, seizure alert. We can't have this. No. And they like take their kids out of the barn or whatever. And I was like, what the fuck do I do? Like, I don't know. Should I turn the lights back on? Or everybody just started panicking. Not everybody, but a small section of the parents started panicking, thinking that it was going to cause seizures. Luckily, none of it happened, but I told one of the, Joyce, I was like, look, the second a kid has a seizure, I'm going to shut the music off because I'm going to feel horrible for being responsible for a kid violently shaking the ground and possibly killing himself.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen a seizure live?
No, I have.
Very unpleasant.
Yeah. I've seen on the football field. I've seen like kids have seizures, and it just first it sounds like they're possessed by the demon, and
it
then
does,
they start.
Dude, it looks like something out of The Exorcist. It's strange.
Mm-hmm.
So, but luckily none of it happened. But midway through this party, I realized I was playing like mainly music for the kids of like around that age, because the majority of them were all like, you know, junior high or younger. And then I realized, I looked out and I saw that only the parents were the ones dancing around or getting into it. I'm like, oh, this isn't about the kids. This is all these parents who have these kids that have to do with this organization, yada, yada, yada. They all get together because this is the one time a year they get to actually have fun, because they have to deal with this on a day-to-day basis. And now they're finally around people that they... So I was like, oh, these are all parents like in their 30s. So then I started playing like, you know, Will Smith and Spice Girls, like stuff that if they were in high school, that was the popular stuff to dance to. Mm-hmm. Dude, I've never had a better response. I had a better response here than at your wedding.
That's awesome.
Dude, I get it. It kind of clicked for me. I'm like, oh, this is about the parent. And hence why the one woman was like, oh, no, we want to turn off. Like, fuck our kids having seizures. We want to dance.
Well, that would have been like, you know, privy information if they would have told you like before you started setting up, you know.
Oh, no, I knew this going into it.
Oh,
that's why I didn't set up any of the other stuff. But they wanted me to turn on like the flashing lights and everything. And I was like, all right. But like I said, it was more, whatever. I'll let my kid risk a seizure. I want to have fucking fun. That's kind of how what I took away from the entire event.
Fuck it. Do it, bro.
I only get to see John and Janice once a year. Come on. So then we had so then I had to take down all the stuff from there and then come to my house and set up in our garage.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, I don't know, like maybe like 40 plus people come over, you know, throughout the course of the evening. My younger brother, Nate, passed out immediately because he was drunk when he showed up and then decided to smoke weed. You know, you guys remember Pretty Black Nate?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Metro Black Nate.
Mm-hmm.
He He passed out in my bed like immediately. My brother Chris banged this one chick in like three different rooms in our house. Damn. Oh, the next morning, like five different people came over because they either left their phones, their keys, or their purses at our house.
Oh boy.
How many boobs did I see? I didn't see very many boobs. No, I'm thinking about it.
Boobs just like hanging out, or like boobs that are like nicely displayed? Oh, dude. Displayed?
Well, I mean, just everybody who showed up was just, you know, slutty this, slutty that. And then we had, then towards the end of the night, we had a lot of people who had big black X's on their hands showing up to the party, which kind of made me go, ooey. We were playing the music really loud, which, by the way, if you guys ever going to throw a house party, invite everybody in your neighborhood, because they won't call the cops on you.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
If you have
a problem
with anybody in your neighborhood, then they're, you know what I mean? Like, so we actually have a really good relationship with all of our neighbors who all ended up coming at one point or another. So then, you know, we didn't even have to cut the music off to like three. None of them cared. Right. It was awesome.
Just get the neighbors drunk, then they won't get pissed.
Oh, fuck yeah. So towards the end of the night, like I said, that you started seeing these, you know, the kids with the black, you know, X's on their hands starting to show up. And I was exhausted. Kelsey was drunk and screaming and running around like she always does. I had people fucking in my guest room and I wanted them out of there. And I had enough. And so I go to Pretty Black Nate and I was like, Nate, like, buddy, hey, look, you know a lot more of these people than I do. Can you start spreading the word that the party's going to start shutting down here in a little bit? And he's like, okay. He turns around and goes, hey, everybody get the fuck out of here. If I don't know you, if you're not fucking somebody I know, get out. And I just started laughing. I was just like, dude, I wanted you to be a little more subtle than that. But hey, thank you for pitbulling for me.
Hey, it works.
Dude.
305.
Immediately, like, you know, everybody just kind of looked up and were like startled that this black man who's dressed up like Snake Eyes from G.I. Joe's, he's sitting there with two swords in his back. He just starts screaming at them because he finally woke up. And what got him to wake up and, like, you know, got not be groggy was, I guess, he had a little bit of fun of the cocoa. So he was all riled up.
Was he in love? Was he
screaming at people to leave? I was just like, all right, man, whatever.
Was he in love with the cocoa?
Oh, he loved it. At least in that moment, because he was smoking pot and he got drunk. So he was passed out for a couple hours. He woke up all like groggy. He was like, oh, I want to have fun, though. So.
Baking soda? Did he have baking soda?
Baking soda.
Well, that's the best way to clear a party out. Just have some scary person just start yelling at you.
Oh, he's not scary, though. He's like the most non-threatening person.
Well, you said he had two knives, right?
Like, it's always fun to have either a friend or a relative or somebody that, like, you don't want to be a dick, so you can just go to that person. I wasn't expecting him to do it, but I'm going to have him be that guy from now on. You know, be like my party pit bull.
Right.
Just be like, all right, get everybody out of here. Get the fuck out! Like, dude, it was the loudest, most obnoxious thing I've seen, and I loved it.
I believe Mr. 305 would take offense to him being your party pit bull.
That's correct.
Oh, not that pit bull.
Never that pit bull.
Yeah. It's awful. Oh, how much does he stink?
So you had a good time. Sounds like you had fun, though.
Dude, we had a lot of fun. I mean, here's the thing. I kept telling Kels, I'm like, don't get a keg. Nobody drinks keg. All of our friends don't drink out of kegs. We drink mixed drinks, or we want to hold our own beer. Sure enough, she gets a keg, and guess what I'm stuck with?
A lot of beer?
An entire keg of beer that's had like 10 beers pulling out of it. So I'm trying to drink that, and it's just...
It's not just in a bucket with ice, right?
Yeah, it's in a bucket with ice.
That's the worst.
Here's the problem, Royce, is that we have those type of fridge, and it's the keg, you know, the tap? Mm-hmm. It's the tall taps, so it's not... we can't fit it in our fridge. Mm-hmm. Even if we pull out all the shelving, it's got that slope shelving type of thing.
Yeah, no, my buddy Joe, the guy I kissed, he has two kegerators in his house, the actual like machines, and right. Those things are amazing. But then again, you might not be that bad because it's cold there now, right?
Right, and it's sitting on ice, and I continually, like, you know, fill ice into the bottom,
right.
The barrel thing that it's sitting in, but it's just
it's a pain.
It's just a pain.
It's a pain.
You know, especially if, you know, I'm at work and I come home and it's just all the pressure's been building. So the first, you know, I have to throw out two pitchers of foam before I can actually get a good cup of beer. I would rather just open up a bottle.
Yeah,
that's the worst, though. Whenever you go to like a party and they had a keg and you always get like five people coming over it, like that are like keg scientists. Like, no, right. Man, you got to do it like this.
You're pumping
like, no,
it stop. Too much, dude.
Oh, God. Shut the fuck up. How about I got you free beer? Drink it, shithead.
Well, that's the thing, is that, like, I have been to enough of the parties that John just described where it's like, no, baby, we don't need a keg. You don't, no. She's like, oh, I'll just get a half keg. And I was like, all right, I'm not paying for it. You do whatever you want, get a half keg. She got a full keg.
I just...
Well, like, the smartest thing is with Heineken.
What kind of beer? What kind of beer is a keg?
Bud Light.
Okay, how much was it? I'm just curious. Do you know?
Like $100.
Holy shit, man. In Orlando...
What the hell are you...
It's, no. Fuck? No, don't be freaked out. We figured this out. The, regionally, even if you go to the same, like, chain stores, like, a keg in Orlando is $60 of Bud Light. Mm-hmm. A keg in Tampa is $130 of Bud Light in the same store. The same, yeah. It's all with like the taxes and region. That's why they fuck you, you know.
And then they usually charge you extra for the tap too. It's like you got a tap. Okay, you gotta do the tap.
No, I was just gonna stick a screwdriver in the side of it as hard as I could.
And yeah, just, like, yeah, yo, I got this really big church key.
What were you saying, Dutch?
No, I was saying, like, I was going with your point. Like, of course, I need a tap. Who owns a tap?
That's a good point. Our buddy, my buddy who has a kegerator, does have a tap, but.
Does he actually have, like, you know, what you would see in a bar? Like a
place? Yes.
That's different than those stupid fucking, you know.
I hate those, the rubber little hose. Rubber things
that's
that you
what
push.
We have.
It's terrible. That it's never, awful. I don't care what technique you have, it never comes out right.
Never comes out right. Nope. Never does.
It's fucking terrible because it's basically just a Home Depot hose stuck onto a fucking little nozzle at the end. You might as well use a garden hose and spray it in your face.
So basically, between cups of beer, I either have really flat beer. Or something that's like beer and Sprite mixed with the amount of carbonation that's there.
Ugh.
Aw.
Ugh.
So.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, just so. Use it to say, cook.
Like, Heineken's got it right. They fuck, like, what, $20 for, like, those little mini kegs? So basically, it's like you're paying $20 for foam.
Get, well, dude, I was expecting her to get, like, you know, just like a half keg. Like, just, you know, there's like little, yeah, you know.
Pony keg.
It's like maybe 2 feet tall. No, she got the fucking... You know, 4 foot keg, or not 4 feet, but you know what I mean? Like your standard fucking college keg.
Here's what you do, Dutch. You start cooking with it to get rid of it. Beer battered brats, beer and cheese soup. Just start whatever you can
that's
think
actually
to make
not a bad
beer,
idea.
Dude.
Just start cooking with it.
Just, yeah, dude. That's what the
you
only
don't have
thing,
to drink
that's,
it.
Yeah, that's the only way to at least it won't be wasted.
Wow. Yeah, man.
I think it's going to be wasted either way because like you know, you have it for 3 days and then every day, which I found was kind of weird. Every day that you don't return it, it's $1 extra.
When were you supposed to return
strange,
it?
But
it's ridiculous.
So we have it for a week. We'll have to pay an extra $7.
Ooh. That's the scariest story of them all.
I just thought it was weird. I was like, I thought that like, that's the point of putting down like a $75 deposit. Bring back our keg and we'll give you your $75 back.
That $75 normally is for the tap.
I don't know what. I don't know. Whatever. I wasn't actually paying attention. Because like I said, I told her, I was like, I ain't buying it and I ain't putting any money down for it. Like,
kegs,
I think it's a dumb idea.
Kegs are just too much hassle these days.
It is. It really is.
No one wants to deal with that shit.
Right. And you'd rather just have your own beer. Like, you know, and plus everybody brought shit. So our fridge is just overflowing
When you're adults BYOB more often than not.
Yes. Because people feel, you know, obligated. They're like, hey, what should I bring? And I usually just be like, oh, don't worry about it. Bring anything. But they always bring a bottle or Jello shots or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, people bring something. And for some reason, Kels, because she's one of those type of, you know, over planning hosts. Mm-hmm. Like, you should have seen her the day before. She was just running around trying to get all these decorations in. We had to clean out the entire garage because she wanted me to set the entire area up like a DJ, which actually ended up working out really well.
Right.
But it was actually a lot of fun. But yeah, now I have this fucking keg and a shitload of beer that I can't do anything with because I know it's going to go bad before I even get close to halfway done it.
I'm telling you, man, cook with it.
No, I guess.
Just throw an after party.
That's a good point.
Yeah, with my friends, they're kind of like what we all are now. Like, you have to take kind of like a week or so to recuperate from a bender.
Right.
Don't loop me into that.
Oh, we want to come down and drink my beer?
Well, it's a really far drive.
You're not providing any suggestions for me. That's my conundrum right now.
I mean, I'll
homeless
come
people
over and cook your beer.
Give it to homeless people. Homeless people love beer.
Oh,
not a bad seriously. Idea. Like, not even a joke. Oh, they would fucking love you if you showed up with
like empty milk jugs full of beer.
Dude, they would drink it. They would love it. They would. You can fucking. That's a. That should be a holiday. Yeah, Hammer. Dude, no, Dutch.
Even bums. Even listen, bums. Are like, no. What is this guy?
Not
into?
True.
Why is he?
No, they wouldn't. They would drink it. The day after Halloween should be called Hammer the Homeless. And it's
I thought it was called
the,
Day of the Dead.
I thought Hammer the Homeless was where you go around and beat them with hammers.
No. That's homeless. Well, that's homeless hammering.
Oh,
it's really confusing. Don't mix them up. Trust me.
I thought that was when you employ homeless people to build homes.
No, those are Mexicans.
Oh,
but you can get those any day.
Yeah. Fucking in front of Home
Except
Depot.
Except for the 5th of May.
No, not the 5th of May. That's awesome, though. Sounds like you had a good time.
Yeah, no, I completely exhausted after. Oh, yeah. Sunday, Kelsey promptly got the flu because of the amount that we had done that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's slowly dying, which means I'm going to be getting here soon. But yeah, no, we had a really fun time. Mitch, are you back?
I am.
Yes,
still rolling?
You're great. You're great.
No, you're good.
No, you sound fantastic.
What did you do, sir?
All right, so when we last left you.
Okay, so we were recapping the story from last year where...
Previously on Mitch.
Previously on...
Where Sherry got drunk.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Mitch.
So last year at the Halloween party, when she got drunk, I took a pot brownie, and then like 2 hours later or something like that, we were driving home, and she's like, oh my God, there's so many signs. And she's just yelling and covering her eyes. Just,
and you're attempting to drive and navigate your way through this pot brownie.
I had like six beers or whatever, no shots and whatever else. And I'm trying to drive home, and then all of a sudden the pot brownie starts.
Oh my God, you were drinking and driving? I can't believe you did that. I just thought.
It's okay in Minnesota. They allow that.
It's okay on Halloween, I believe, in general.
And in Minnesota, especially.
In Minnesota, you could pretty much do whatever you want.
Yeah, it's like Texas and guns.
Yeah, it's just. Matter.
So I mean, I had the brownie kicking in, and then hers babbling in my ear. So
that sounds like Sherry, classic Sherry.
That's classic Sherry. So fast forward to this year, we planned ahead. So like I said,
your pot brownie before you guys went to the party.
That would have been
no.
Smarter.
Actually, I saved it.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
What was the original plan? I believe was we were gonna, you know. Drive home. I was going to take a pot brownie and we were going to have sex and then pass out. But
right.
She, so she broke out her wine bra.
Bra.
You debuted that on the show last week.
Yeah. So she put an entire bottle of wine in there and she drank the entire bottle, the entire rack of wine in 2 hours. Plus,
rack of wine. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The goose wine.
Plus Jello shots. Plus, she was playing tippy cup too.
That's
so
just.
Needless to say, the whole sex thing afterwards didn't work out because she just kind of passed out the entire time.
That will happen, my friend.
And then got home and then passed out again.
Yep, that will happen. Sounds very similar to what happened to me.
Hey, so I didn't pass out.
Okay, go ahead. No, sorry.
The only other addition I have is I saved that pot brownie, but I did take it just before the show. But I'm mad because now I've been having computer issues. But
doesn't matter just before the show?
Yeah, probably 15 minutes.
You'll feel it about halfway through the show.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Updates on you.
Yeah. That's good.
By the way, where's Sherry? Is she dead?
Sleeping. No, she was up early this morning, and she has to go to Wisconsin tomorrow, so.
This time change thing is a bitch.
Work.
I wouldn't wish Wisconsin on anybody.
No.
I was also late to the show because of work. What's up with work? Why is it so hard after
Jesus,
Halloween?
Job is gross.
Ew.
Ew.
Yuck.
Work. It's awful. It's the worst.
So.
What did you two do this week? We've been stalling, waiting for
your
story.
Well, we're back. We went to our friend Joyce. We're talking about it all the time. We got him on the show at one point. But Joyce and Joe, we went to their cousins, one of their cousins' Halloween parties. And it was in Melbourne, which is an hour and a half away from us by the beach. So we
in Australia?
No.
Melbourne, Florida.
Melbourne, Florida.
Jesus. Oh, okay.
Which is by the beach. We went over there and we crashed over there, obviously, because we knew we were going to go over there and get fucked up. So we went. The party was fun. The host of the party, she was awesome. She had, like, you know, everything decorated, you know, like corpses everywhere, bodies hanging all over the place.
Oh, hold on. I apologize. I don't mean to cut you off. We have any, just quick side note.
Sure, go
what
ahead.
Were you guys for Halloween? I'm looking at the pictures, but I can't figure it out.
You're holding Royce's dick?
Yes, yeah, I unzipped.
In the chat room, Marie's holding.
I unzipped my pants and told her I want to take a cool Halloween picture, so she put her hands in my pants and,
Hold on, what were you guys? Just the traditional...
We were doing Dia de los Muertos.
So we were corpse bride and corpse groom.
Nice.
I painted everyone's face as a sugar skull, so that is all my artwork.
Yes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And we were over there and we hung out over there. It was a lot of fun. It was a big mixture of people at the party, all different kinds.
Races?
There was
some
stories.
Black, white, Cuban, Asian, only kind of day for 2 days of staying. Every time I come on, I
wind up in
Miami. No, okay,
just
my second home.
Played the 2 days in. So anyway, we were over at the party, and it's really cool.
Miami.
Bienvenido a Miami. So, tell Kelsey to stop calling you. You're doing a show. So,
Amber Alert.
Fuck, how annoying
is
that?
How do you turn it off on iPhone?
You can't.
Now?
You can't.
I can't turn it off on mine either.
Yeah, but it's kind of a good thing that they have that. I mean,
no, it's not.
Let's be honest.
Oh, it's not.
Have you ever?
It's in Denver.
So,
Lost Dinosaur?
No.
He's our friend and a whole lot more. So we were at the party and it was on a second floor and there was like this tree going through the balcony. It was actually really cool.
It was described to us as she lives in a tree, which was a little inaccurate, but close enough.
Basically,
it was one of those duplexes where she lived on the second floor and the porch outside the front door was built around an established old tree.
Cool. Oh, that's cool.
Actually, that's really cool.
It's like a reverse atrium.
Yeah. So it's a little bit like being in a tree house. And she went, you know, the full nine in decorations.
She really did. She did really good.
Fake dead bodies everywhere. Two smoke machines, black lights, cobwebs everywhere. She built her giant spider, like Black Widow spider, hanging from the tree.
And her girlfriend was very attractive.
Yes.
Ooh. So,
So just all around quite nice. Cauldrons of candy.
Yeah. She put like little fake roaches on the toilet seat. So when you lift it up, you thought there was fucking roaches in the seat. It was really, really cool, actually.
Bloody shower curtains.
And she was,
you know,
she was really awesome too, considering Marie and I just met them and she let us crash there. So different people started showing up.
Yeah, we met her once before. So we knew obviously our friends and then two other people we had met on occasion. Everyone else at this party,
was
we
new.
Had no idea who they were.
Now, we always talk about this and I know we say it a lot, but it is refreshing to be around new people who don't know how we are because.
Right.
You know how many times, at least four times we counted after the party, we would say something and some people would feel so awkward they would leave the room.
We made people leave the room for being ourselves.
And Marie took a bottle of wine to the head.
What?
Yeah, she drank.
Wait, why?
She drank.
No,
the whole
I didn't get hit in the head.
No, she drank a whole bottle.
I drank a bottle. Why would you say it like that? I drank a bottle.
You
of
might
wine.
As well, the way you're acting. She drank an entire bottle of wine.
I drank my wine really quickly, and then I started drinking water and eating food because I was feeling really dizzy after I drank it
up.
So quickly.
It's funny.
So we're hanging out.
The fun part was, the fun part about this was, as we said, we didn't know anybody. And it dawned on me very quickly that everyone at that party was trying to be a pseudo intellectual and trying to outsmart the other person. And not many people knew each other in the room.
Right.
So they were all feeling each other out on who's the smartest one. However, they all weren't very successful people. It was crazy. It was kind of like being in a college party, except everyone was 30.
I
know the vibe you're talking about.
Yeah,
okay.
And not every. I don't want to say everybody because, like I said, the host, she was amazing, and her girlfriend was really cool too. But
you're right. It was okay. But it was a couple of the guests.
No, Marie, I know what you're talking about. Like this, those little like certain like conversation topics that start. It's like what's the
and
point?
So,
you know, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, and I realized this quite early
pseudo
on.
Pseudo intellectuals.
I realized this early on before I got hammered. And so I immediately, I didn't even say it like under my breath or to Royce.
Oh,
I announced
God.
It to the party. I looked them directly in their eyes and said, I'm going to be fucking with you guys the entire night.
And she, oh, no.
And I did.
And she was. They would have these.
Oh, did you go full Marie-tard?
Oh my God.
Okay, let me put it to you this way.
Full Marine tard.
She went full Marine tard.
Let me put it to you this way. They kept trying to have these very intelligent conversations, and I'm just like, why are you trying to do this? We're just trying to party on Halloween, and you're talking about NASA. So he, like, goes on, one person goes on about NASA, and I interrupt them and go, oh, you mean, like, failure to launch?
Yeah. And then the pseudo-intellectual guy, this is the guy that we didn't like, he goes, yeah, no, it's kind of like that, because he didn't even know what we were talking about.
They would
about.
Just continue on. Like, I would interject something stupid.
They just didn't want you to be part of the conversation.
No, they didn't want to seem stupid. So they would agree with what I would say that was obviously retarded and continue on with it as if it was an intelligent addition to their story.
Please tell me you kept going with that.
Oh, no, all night.
All night.
So at one point, we were all hanging out in a room. And everybody's, you know, talking, and, you know, everyone's a little fucked up. So everyone's, you know, talking about their, you know, different talking points. And this one dude who was like 28, but he looked 57.
Oh, that's horrible.
Like, he had like really long hair and a really long beard and fat. So he's sitting there and everyone's, you know, having a good time. Everyone's fine. Everyone's, you know, hanging out. And then out of nowhere, he goes, how many of you have college degrees?
And I'm like to you and Marie
to
or
everybody.
Was he probably trying to make a point with someone he was talking to?
No, just
came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. How many of you have college degrees? And then he started saying how, well, you know, I've had a bunch. I was an English lit major and I was this. He's still in college, by the way, 29.
He hasn't finished.
He brought it up just so that's like me bringing up something so I can play a sound clip. I do that just to be obnoxious on purpose. He was doing it for real.
At one point, like, yes.
How many people here can suck their own dick? Nobody? Just one? Me? All right, cool.
Watch me do it.
Exactly. So we're hanging out there and then.
You can suck my penis.
See? It works.
So you know, everyone's talking about different shit.
Obnoxious now.
Then there was.
Can we just skip to the favorite part of our evening?
I'm trying to get to
that
it.
That wasn't up the favorite
it?
Part?
No. Like, I want to get to it.
You
want to
build up to it?
I want to get to it. We'll get to it. I promise.
You're excited.
I'm so excited.
25 years ago was that episode aired, by the way. That one, 25 years ago today.
You would know that, you idiot.
Yeah, for real. Not even a joke. Look it up.
I love how, but for the listeners who may not know, Royce is a complete savant when it comes to the Saved by the Bell.
I love that show.
So I guess, Royce, what you're doing is you're going out of order. You're doing like top five moments of the
evening. Yes, I'm doing just moments.
And you're going like number five, number four.
Right.
We're counting down to number one.
Yes. And then Royce, like all these people were like, this guy was saying this as they're all like dressed up like spooky ghosts and whatnot.
Correct.
Not everyone was dressed up.
They weren't all spooky ghosts, but most of them were dressed up in character, partying on a Halloween night, and then talking about who's been into college and who hasn't been to college, and like.
Well, and then at one point they were talking about a religion. And not, you know, first off goofing on it for a little bit, but then the same dude, fucking 57-year-old, 29-year-old. Decided to I fucking Benjamin Button decided to start with you know, I'm a pagan, and in the pagan religion, you know, Celtic this and that. He started going really deep, and I'm looking at him like, why? What's happening? This is a party, right? Like, why are we talking about pagan religion? I don't care. None of this matters.
He was the one out of everyone. I had a really difficult time making fun of him. Because he was so all over the place with his sentences that I couldn't even focus on one word to then spin it on him. Like, Roy saw me going cross-eyed trying to pinpoint something to make fun of
him
on.
Buddy. I know what you're talking about.
He went in a circular sentence about logic and reason, and I was trying to find what his logic and reasoning was with it, and I couldn't.
I did save her a moment.
He saved me. He said, hey, Marie, you want to go outside? Yeah, I'm like, yes.
Because I was standing there, and you know me, normally I let somebody.
You could tell she's shark in the water trying to find her in, but it's like trying to go through a windmill.
It doesn't work.
Not trying to get hit by something.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm seeing her talking to this guy, and normally I let people suffer, but
okay because he complimented me. He said I was intelligent after I said I went to the University of Florida, and he could continue on with his conversation.
Oh, well, that's probably the most unintelligent thing he ever said.
So he looked and he's talking to her, and I see she's like, I just grabbed her hand and I go, you want to go outside, babe? And she goes, yes. So I grab her hand and we go outside.
Yes.
And by the way, there was a whole bunch of different reasons why people were leaving the rooms that we were in, just a lot of things that we were saying. But at one point at the end of the evening, And by the way, I say again, I do love Joyce and Joe because they're really similar to us in terms of just being just completely out there. So at one point of the night, there's a whole bunch of people in the party, and we're the only four sitting outside by ourselves.
I guess we had trolled everyone too much.
We trolled everyone too hard. So we're looking around. I'm like, wow, nobody's around us. And I just look around. I go, wow, everyone's inside. So
We cleared the porch.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
We cleared the cool tree porch.
Yeah, fucking. So then a young black girl shows up to the party, and there wasn't many. So she shows up.
She was a token.
Yeah. So she shows up, and we're all hanging out, once again, having a good time. Now, remember, you see how we're all dressed. We're all dressed like skulls, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, so wait, all four of you went?
Yeah.
All four.
Oh, my gosh. She didn't say you guys were the dead presidents, did
no,
she?
No. Let me tell the story. So okay. we're all sitting there.
Can we specify before you go into? Because I posted pictures of me, Joyce, and you. However, Joe was the one taking the photographs. Joe had an inverse.
Yeah, his was black with white.
He requested black on white.
Black on
instead
black.
Of white, okay, rather than white on instead black. Of white okay. on black.
So for the podcast listeners, could you guys just quickly describe what you were wearing?
Yeah. So we were wearing basically like the
bride and grooms,
like the sugar skull things.
Yeah. Bride and groom, Mexican sugar skulls.
Yeah. So all white, you know, basically. So.
Overdrawn faces and eyes, kind of cartoony.
Right, with the skull. So actually, Joe was outside for this, but it was me, Joyce, and Marie were sitting there all, you know, dressed like groomen. The young black girl walks up, and the first thing she said to us is, wow, you all look alike.
I won't be able to tell you apart.
She walks away.
Was she drunk?
No. Totally sober.
Was she being sarcastic?
And then everybody... No.
Not
she
everybody.
Was no.
The three of us.
The three of us look at each other.
And we start getting the laughing shakes.
I start shaking laughing, no. Going, no, she didn't say that. Because no, she just said like, that. Oh, my God. She just said that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Guys, did the black girl just say
Marie's
that we all
drunk.
Look alike? Did she just say we all look alike?
No.
Did she just say... That we all look alike. The Mexican, the Middle Eastern girl, and the Italian girl. We all look alike, and she's not going to be able to tell us apart.
So,
because our faces are bad.
Now, mind you, this room is about the size of the studio. Very small, just a regular room. Marie's drunk, so she's laughing, and at one point, Marie goes, she said, we all look alike. And I look at her, I go, no, that was really loud. What are you doing? Why did you just do that? So we walk out. Fine.
That's true, because we did all look alike.
Marie forgets that there's people at this party, so this is part two of this.
Yes.
We are sitting outside.
I'm that girl that will say something and then realize that person was right behind me, wasn't they?
So like we said, our buddy Joe had the face makeup reversed. And it wasn't blackface. It was just the skull reversed, you know, black with white.
Right.
You know?
Right. Okay.
It really wasn't. It was,
everybody, I mean, if anything, you probably look like from, you know, the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah. Thing. Yeah. Like that. But his is white on black. So the base is black and then white, everything drawn like a, you know, dark skull. So he's standing there and we're fucking around. And of course, Joe always like when we're in a bunch of new people that don't know us, you'll look at me and go, you fucking spick, just to see what happens.
Jesus,
it's beautiful.
Wow.
You haven't seen happiness until you see when this happens, because what I do on purpose is I go quiet for a while. Like I got really offended. Of course, because I go quiet for a while. This is
just to make everyone.
You don't know how often we.
Oh my God, dude! That here's the thing about Royce, people, man. No, like you have this ability to live in a certain level of uncomfortability that I can't do.
I've
never been able to achieve it the way you do it because I've hung out with you multiple times. He will do things. Him and Marie and Roy, they're perfect for each other because they love that shit.
Oh,
they
live
in that shit.
So we were sitting there, and he says it to me. And we do this all the time with new people, but this was perfect. So that gave a
combination between you two.
So Joe says, you fucking spick. And I look at him, and I stay really quiet for a while, and I go, wait. And then the black girl goes, are you offended that he said that again? And I start laughing. I go, of course I'm not offended. I don't care. And then she goes.
You should have kept it going.
Well, no. Then she goes, it gets better. Then she goes, oh, at least you're honest. So I said, cool. So then I'm talking, you know, with Joe. I said something like, oh, at least you're honest. That should be the name of Joe's book. And he's standing there. And I go, yeah, the cover should be you punching your genitals. The book should be called I Hate Myself, and the cover's you punching your genitals. And then Marie goes, forgetting that the young African-American girl's behind us, she goes, oh, my God, Joe, You know what I want the cover of your book to be? You, just like that in blackface.
Oh, shit.
I turned around. I walked inside because I was going to laugh hard. I walk over to Joyce and I start laughing drunk. And I go, I can't be outside anymore. I can't.
I was very drunk. And then I turned around. I'm like, she's right there. And I shrug my shoulders. I'm like, well, he is in blackface.
And it was.
I'm like, it's not my fault. He's the one that's face painted like that.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. It was almost crying laughter inducing. It was fucking ridiculous. It was so much fun.
I'm surprised that you guys were allowed to stay at the person's house.
No. Again, I want to reiterate. She's awesome. She was really cool.
Yeah, it wasn't like she was going out of her way to be. It was just one of those kind of things you just say and don't really think about the surrounding audience. That's such a fucking rude.
I would beg to say that outside of maybe that black girl, because at that point she came, I was too drunk and I was being silly. But everyone else, I think, actually enjoyed our company.
Yeah.
We weren't being like mean. We were still making
just
people
being
laugh.
Obnoxious.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Until you fucking guys started talking about sex stuff, and that also made people awkward and leave. It was people.
That was weird.
That was weird, right?
I don't know why people would be awkward or uncomfortable with anything that any of us would have said.
I've had that before, too, where you're sitting there having a conversation about, like, anal or something like that, and people. And it's, like, regular for, like, you and your friends, but there's, like, a new group of people involved.
Well, it's because some people feel awkward. Because some people feel awkward about it because usually whenever people get awkward in conversations like that, they think people are going to judge them. For like, oh, yeah, I love a finger in the ass now and then. Like, you?
Well, maybe. And also, I mean, we all, you know, we're so open and honest, especially on this radio show, that we're so used to it that it's weird for people not to be like that. So Dutch, we have to be like, oh, wait, no, this Dutch, is a regular person.
Why Royce and I say it was weird is because we knew several people in that party were either bisexual or lesbian. Like there were a bunch of them. And those type of people
still got
exactly.
That's what I thought was weird.
Exactly. Because those are the type of people that don't want to be judged because they've lived their whole lives feeling judged. And so they're usually more open and honest about that kind of stuff. So that's why we were taken aback. We're like, wait a minute. For us making one dildo joke, they walked out?
It was like three
dildo
jokes.
That'd be like hanging out with comedians and like someone getting offended by something the other person said. Like that's no, yeah.
But
it's weird.
It was refreshing. It was just refreshing to the. And then of course I would do my typical thing, and that's the other thing when people would freak out when I would like call, you know how I always go, shut up, Marie, you slut, like stuff like that. But these people
you're mean,
like,
yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, and at one point, messing around because Marie, you know, Marie had that flower on her, you know, so you can see the flower she made.
I made little toilet or tissue paper flowers, toilet paper flowers
on her dress. I touch it, and then some other guy go, you could touch it. It's okay. You could touch your flower. I don't care. And the joke he made was, oh, I don't know you guys were like that. And then somebody else said, oh, I guess you're not that sexually open. Joe looks at me, and I literally, Marie and I start double over laughing in front of their faces. I go, you don't know us at all, guys. And then we walked inside again because it was a weird, like, I didn't think they were expecting it. You know what I mean? It was this. I immediately want to do the worst thing possible when I show up somewhere to test the waters.
Set the tone, yeah.
Yeah, that way that sits out there. I don't want to wait later and see, are you cool if I make this joke, you know? Hammy brought up something up too, speaking of awkwardness, because I remember when me, Royce, and Dr. B and Tiffany went to a restaurant in New York City, and him and Dr. B started yelling about abortion whenever the waiter walked by.
Oh, God, I remember that.
God, that was so much fun.
I was cringing hearing the story. I wasn't even there.
So much fun. Or the time at that same restaurant, we were sitting there, and this other dude in New York, this other dude just comes and sit with us because he was bored and wanted to have friends, and then we just started talking about abortions. Like we like literally really had them straight faced. The guy got up and just walked away. Never came back. We said, I'm going to the bathroom. He left the bar.
It's hilarious.
But
that is one thing that like I do appreciate about you guys. And I think it's probably the reason why the majority of ours are friends. You guys obviously take it to an extreme level, but it's having that type of look. I have this sense of humor And if you don't, then we're not going to be cool. So let me just put this out there right away. Like that kind of like immediacy that you guys have. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys are a little more blunt about it than the majority of people are. But
yeah,
no, that I think that's and you're talking about like it being so refreshing to be around people who you haven't had this, you know, that interaction, the blunt, you know. So it's kind of fun to be like, ooh, yay, I get to do this again.
Yeah, and it's because when everyone that knows us knows it, but when you're new people, when you're around new people, it's like it's I feel like a kid walking into Toys R Us. Like it's like, oh my god, they know nothing about me, so then I'm not gonna know what to fucking expect. And to me, again, to me the most amazing thing is Marie, though, because Marie, I'm jarring.
Thanks, babe.
I'm jarring. Aww. But coming from Marie, for new people, it is jarring, the shit she says.
Because she's, just Marie has this disarming ability, and then, I don't even know how to describe it.
It's amazement.
It's
when,
an asshole dressed up in a flower.
It's yes, the weirdest thing in the world. Exactly. It's what it is. It's like, I don't know how to, it's like, imagine if Bill Hicks was a girl. It just comes out of nowhere. You don't see it coming. And right. then she was beating up on these intellectual guys, and they felt so fucking stupid because she was not even playing into their intelligence game. She was just like, yeah, huh? Yeah, okay. Shut up.
This is boring.
Yeah. Be quiet. And she did tell them to their face, I'm going to make fun of all of you guys.
I just flat out said
she
it.
She just was so.
This is going to be my goal for the evening, is to derail your inane conversations.
You said inane. Oh my God.
I don't know if I said inane.
No, I don't remember. She said your intellectual conversation, something like that, to the fact where they were like, what?
What do you mean?
I was like, it's a Halloween party, guys. We don't need to fucking talk about. We don't need to talk about this. And then the dude that was really one guy that we really didn't like, this annoying dude.
I was going to ask you, I was like, what? Because I know you two pretty well. Usually one instance immediately will turn you against someone or some group
let me tell you.
In a certain situation. What was the moment that made you go, fuck this and fuck that?
Not all of them. There were specific people, because some of them are really cool. But there was this one dude that really fucking pissed me off, because we were sitting there all having a good time, and my buddy Joe's telling a story, and he's like, oh yeah, you know, I had to take a driving class because I got a DUI once. And this guy goes, oh, I kind of think less of you now. And we all stopped talking, and I looked at Joe, and then Joe goes, I'm glad you think less of me. And he kept telling the story, and then Joe goes, do you really think less of me because of this? And he goes, a little bit. And I was like, this guy's done to me now. Now I'm going to make this guy.
Okay, that was the moment.
This guy's done to me now. Fuck you. Don't judge me. Fuck you. Don't judge my friends. Go fuck
yourself.
You probably
didn't have anything like really like good smashing them back right then.
So you wait for
it. Probably built up overnight.
And that guy was a fucking creeper too, man. That guy was a fucking creeper.
Wait, was this 28-year-old, 60-year-old?
No, this is a different dude. And he was there with his fiance. But we were sitting outside.
I kind of think less of you.
Yeah.
I kind of think you're not fun.
Like, seriously.
Joking. At least I've had fun.
Fuck that.
How fun do you have fucking that pig of a wife yet? Dude, I would have snapped.
Joking aside.
How dare you judge me?
Joking aside, like, you know, we fuck around with you, obviously, with the DUI stuff, but we're fucking around. And again, we're your friends. You don't know us. Like, fuck you, bro. You don't come in. Oh, that same dude, that weirdo, was there with his fiance, right? So you know me. We're always fucking around, and we're always like, we always do the dick grays that we're talking about. Where, you know, we great. So I, on purpose, the first thing I do when I walk up, when I see Joe, is in front of everyone, I grab his undercarriage and I go, nice costume. And I which is a great thing to do. And he did it back, of course. I was like, nice costume, Joe. So this guy who doesn't know me, this guy is he wants to be funny. He thinks he could hang, but he can't. One of those guys. So then
there's nothing worse than the guy who tries to become like part of the group too
like
quickly.
Center of attention.
No. He tries to become like he tries to get in on the inside joke when he doesn't really know the joke that well.
Well, here's the problem with that joke. When you're going to grab somebody's balls, that's something you're really good friends with them. Right.
Right. You have to have a rapport.
So we're standing to take a, and that guy's there with his fiance. So we're standing there and we go to take a picture. He reaches back, Dutch. And this dude, not only he literally grabs my shaft.
All right.
And starts shaking it. And I'm like, what?
Dude, you're not that close to me.
Right. And I'm like, what's happening? So
what did you say in response to that?
Me? Nothing. Yeah. I don't say anything. What I did on purpose is I got close to him and started breathing on his neck to make him feel awkward. Because I don't fucking... That's how you stop somebody. Right?
Yeah, you don't get insulted.
Yeah.
You don't get insulted.
You don't want to play gay chicken with me, motherfucker. Yeah, you don't know where I will win. So he does that. So then the other weird part is I'm sitting outside and Marie and Joyce are messing around, joking about something sexual. Who knows what it was? I don't even remember. But the point of it is, then he comes up to me and he goes, "Oh, should I leave you guys alone?" I'm like, "What? No, what are you doing, bro? We're joking. We're all fucking around." Anyway, yeah. So then this is when this guy started getting weird. We all stayed. The four of us happened to stay in the same room for no other reason than we were just staying in the same room.
It wasn't just the four of us. I mean, half the party crashed at
no,
the
no,
house.
No, no, no. But to tell the story, I'm saying the four of us happened to stay in the same room because that's where all our shit was. So Marie and I were on an air mattress on the floor and Joyce and Joe were on the bed, which is fine. Doesn't matter. This dude, when we're all in there getting dressed, like, you know, we're getting dressed for bed. He walks in there and goes, oh, I didn't know you realized. And he walked out, which is fine. That happens. That's a mistake. Whatever. But then again, like 2 seconds later, we're still getting undressed. He walks in again and just stands there and starts looking at us.
What the fuck?
To the where Joyce goes, did you leave something in the room? Like, do you need something? The dude walks out again. Then I realize everyone falls asleep because everyone's all fucked up. And it took me a little longer to fall asleep. So I'm laying down on the floor and the guy kept peeking into the room while we were sleeping.
Like, he wanted to see if you guys were all going to, like, do, like, a
four-way
or
we
something?
Were sleeping. We were literally sleeping. We were so fucked up, we were
what
just gone.
Creep.
And I'm like, what is this guy doing? And it was really weird. Like, it got to the point where I was like, what is he doing, you know? And so anyway, the reason I couldn't sleep was because different died. 57-year-old, 29-year-old, we could hear him to the point where Marie actually sighed. Because we could hear him talking about just, I don't know what it was talking about.
It didn't matter.
He was talking about electronic music, but he was trying to talk about it in an intellectual way. And I'm like, oh my God, why? And I was getting so frustrated listening to him that I couldn't sleep. Because I was like, why? Why is he still talking? Why is he? And then everybody was, you know, everyone got fucked up. Everyone fell asleep, which was fine. But, you know, it was fun. Don't get me wrong. All of that. That to me is fun.
That was one of the best nights we've
had. That's one of the best nights I've had in my life.
We were so happy about that.
That's
night.
One of
we
the
were,
best
We were
nights.
Driving home glowing.
Because then what you do is, because you know when you go someplace with friends, Dutch, I'm sure you know, is in the car.
You break down the night before.
The next day you start sharing war stories.
Yes.
And then you start piecing things together and go, oh my God, I thought the same thing about that guy. No fucking way. And
Maul in the chat said, you should have looked up at him and said, I kind of think less of you now.
That would have been hilarious when he peeked in. I kind of think less of you now. That would have been the time to nail him back.
That really got under my skin when you said that.
It got under mine.
And that guy also had a fiance. So, like, why wasn't he, like, being with the fiance? Do you think he, like, may have had, like, a change of heart?
Oh, and something else he asked me. I think he was bi because I think he had a crush on me and Joe, as a matter of fact. Because, you know, I told you I fucked around and I know, nice costume. And he grabbed my dick. I'm walking to the kitchen to get, like, some chips, and he looks at me and goes, so, Royce, how many dicks have you sucked?
The fuck?
And I look at him, and I go, I've actually sucked no dicks. I go, I've made out with guys before, but I've never sucked a dick. I go, why do you ask? He goes, no, I just thought you did. And I was like, no.
Oh, dude, he was trying to alpha male you. Like, what a fucking piece of shit, man.
Yeah, but it doesn't, yeah.
Dude, I would have started fighting, not because I'm, you know, well, just, tough dude, but it's just like, no, don't try and fucking alpha male me in front of everybody. Like, fuck
no,
you.
I think
to be
he
fair,
wanted to know.
He tried,
my temper would have flared, man.
To be fair, he tried to alpha me at the beginning of the night, and I shut him down really quickly.
What'd you say?
It was when it was like early on introductions were being had and we were sharing what our jobs were. And I said that I do search engine optimization and he scoffed at me and said that it's a bad job and I'm just link farming.
Yeah. Just like that to her, what she does for her career. I wasn't there by the way, when this happened.
And so I started going on a fucking tirade about how wrong he is and how misinformed he is. And I could see him slouching in his chair lower and lower and lower as I keep
she
going on.
Schooled him.
I'm like, and another thing. And I kept going on and to a point where he was like, Wow, I'm sorry. I was misinformed.
Oh, so you were actually like going on, you were actually explaining your job, trying to get him informed, where this, the tactic I would have been like, oh, what is your job? And then I would have just broke down every reason why his job points to reason why his dad molested him.
And then the other,
that's where I would have.
Oh, and then he tried to offer, goes, oh, here's a business card. And
so
he
I go back
card.
To my purse and I pull out two business cards. My work one and a more like radio business card. I'm like, here's two.
Here's two. And I was like, Jesus. Because Marie defends herself. This guy probably thought that he was so witty and he really thought he was above everybody. And I was like, you know, you fucking just come on, dude. Just come on. He's like, yeah, we're getting married in a warehouse. I'm like, that's great. I'm glad you're getting married in a warehouse.
Well, I guess that's typical for Melbourne.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Australia?
Yes, Australia. Sydney.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, a humongous is going to be their...
just walk away. Just walk away. But, yeah, no, and that's the other thing. Like, we got there and we put our costumes. Some people had costumes, some people didn't. And it's the guy who I said, the creepy guy, the guy who grabbed my dick... He was the one who was dressed like with a NASA lab coat on.
NASA, not NASA.
NASA?
NASA Bahamas.
I always
NASA
correct County. You because, yeah, NASA.
What it is, it's a Spanish thing. That's why I say it that way. But, oh, the other thing he was doing that was really
or
annoying.
Just an idiot, Royce.
The other thing he was doing that was really annoying was he had one of those foot, like, you know, those Nerf rockets that you launch with your foot? Like, you step on it and it shoots a little Nerf rocket.
Part of his costume.
Yeah, part of his costume. So when Joe was sitting there after he had already insulted
him, when anyone was talking in front of him, he would launch it to try to shoot it
in their face while you're talking. And I'm like,
was he looking for a fight?
I don't know,
because that would be grounds for me to just punch him.
I wouldn't hit him,
dude. I probably wouldn't have put up with that very long. I'd be like, dude, you're an obnoxious dick. Like you're just like you're kind of a dick. Nah. No, dude, you're not funny. Well, you think you're funny. Nah, John, you're a dick. You're a dick. I don't know why. What's his name? Do you remember?
John.
John, his name was John. I swear to God.
Okay.
So, no, wow, John, it was.
No, John, Johnny boy, Johnny Rockets. That Rockets.
Not you, John,
funny,
not
Johnny.
You, John.
Like, I probably would have just started talking down. Like, now you're kind of a dick. Just like,
goddamn.
A little bit of a dick.
Johnny Rockets would have been perfect, too, since he was shooting rockets.
Yeah,
that would
exactly.
have been. Hey, Johnny Rockets.
You start doing that thing like you're talking to your nephew who's being a bully, and you're like, "Hey, dude, come on, man! You're a dick though." But
until you do one of those and you grab the rock and you go, "Stop it!" and start hitting him on the nose with it.
No,
stop!
No, you stop!
Stop!
Stop now!
I think Royce came up with a better nickname though for the other guy. I think I peed a little when you said. I think you called him Beardy McWizard Gut.
Oh yeah, I did because he had a big wizard beard and long receding hair, and that's why I said I called him. What fucking Beardy McWizard Gut over here is talking about existentialism and we're trying to have fun. Fucking, it's so weird not being the fattest person at a party anymore. I don't know what to do with myself. I get cocky.
He's like, dude, this is my role. Now I'm just like one of the middle people.
It's so amazing being middle guy because it's like, I don't know the word. Like I was I wasn't even like the top three fattest guy at the party. Like I was
I know how you feel. Like I used to be sexy guy at the party. And now I have this dad bod.
Dad bod.
Like, back. So I know exactly what you're talking about, buddy.
Dad bod.
So one of the guys, this other dude who had he was big gut, a big beer
Can
gut.
Can we take a break?
Really, really quick. Last thing.
Real quick,
take a
break. Okay.
He had a big beer gut and he had a beard and he had long hair. And then Joyce goes to him, you know, I got to ask you, I'm sure you get this a lot, but you look like Zach Galifianakis. He goes, I know I get it all the time. But let me tell you, when we started almost peeing ourselves laughing. Because then he goes, well, here's what happens. When I was younger, everyone said, oh, my God, you look like Brad Pitt.
Oh, God.
You look like nothing like Brad Pitt. Then he said, oh, you look like Joey from Friends. And I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, listen, Brad Pitt stains. I don't fucking hear it. And then he goes, then Jack Black. Jack Black I could see. But you never, even if you lost 1,000 pounds, you never look like Brad Pitt. I don't want to fucking hear it.
There's nothing worse than people be like, oh, people tell me I look like insert someone they don't even look remotely close.
At all.
That's what they look like in their head. But every time they look in the mirror, they just get sad.
No, you really don't. You really hashtag dad bod Dutch. Hammy
Hell
has
yeah, I'll get behind that one.
Dad bod Dutch, man.
Dad bod Dutch. Those are sexy. Fucking, these are indies.
I don't want to see. So it was great. It was great going in there. And like I said, like Marie said, it was like a college party for 30-year-olds.
Yeah. It sounds like it. Exactly.
Oh, because I had a blast.
Remember back in my college days, you had these weird little interactions. It wasn't enough to like have a throwdown fight, but it was enough to make you the next day go, fuck him.
And
like,
you know, that kind of shit. You know what my favorite part is when you tell them, oh, what are you doing? I go, oh, I do radio. Oh, what station? I go, no, I do internet radio. And then they go, oh. Like, fuck you. Like, I don't want, don't fucking, so what? It's internet radio. I'm sorry that I'm not on NPR. Go fuck yourself. Fucking NASA. I don't want to hear it.
Well, once regular radio is dead, they'll be like, oh, these guys are fucking pioneers.
It's getting there. Oh, fuck.
Which leads into no station required.
Yeah, no station required.
You what is that, Royce? Well, actually, I want Marie to do it. Royce.
We're doing live reads for no station required?
No station required.
Yeah. Sure, seriously? Why not? Let's throw Joey Bone. He hasn't had a new ad out in a while. Maybe
Joey Bones. Joey Bones.
We're just tired of playing the no station required.
No station required.
I just hate Joe, and I want our voices on his thing rather than his voice.
Cousin Joe Coletta's documentary about the podcasting industry. And he actually just got a really cool interview. I can't divulge it. It's very secret. But you guys got a couple cool interviews recently, too.
Hold on. Can you tell me?
Yeah, sure.
Here, hold on. I turned the mics off, and the listeners can't hear it. Go ahead, tell me.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you who we got. Are you ready for this?
Guys, the mic's still on.
Ryan Dunn.
Really?
Yeah.
But he's dead.
That's why it was an easy get.
Oh, wow. All right, mic's back on.
Back on? Okay, thank you.
I want to yell at Joe right now. I'm mad at him.
Why are you mad at Joe?
I'm on his website, nostationrequired.com, and I'm just looking at the list of people that he's interviewed for the film. And I see fucking shithead Kevin on there, but I don't see my name on the list, and I was definitely interviewed.
You want shithead Mitch to be on there, too? I want
shithead Mitch to be on there.
Do you want to
be above shithead Kevin?
Joe, if you do not put him credited as shithead Mitch at the end of the movie, I'm going to murder you.
Please, it needs to be shithead Mitch.
Shithead Mitch.
Thank you. That's all we need.
Documentary just basically goes over all of the, the rise of and no fall of it in sight as far as internet radio, podcasting and the likes.
We're going to the top and staying there just like Cyndi Lauper.
What?
So
confused. NoStationRequired.com. We got to go. I got to piss. So bad.
We got to do like a 10
We're
minute
gonna come back. It's like a 2 minute break. We'll come back and do another one. Yeah. Half hour of radio.
This is a good radio. Let's go.
That's a long first
take
break.
Take us to break, then.
You're welcome, listeners.
More like radio, less like crap. The Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean.
But you're saying like what they do in the play. Yeah. I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
That's from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably pissed
off.
My
vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. You don't mind me testing out my acting skills real quick. I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into The Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, it's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. ride there on the ride, stupid.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean,
my
head,
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. Mitch, I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
The Horse and Rorschach Show is back on morelikeradio.com. 12 noon Eastern Time every Saturday.
Morelikeradio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Bless Sully Show.
Hey, hey. Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Hello, in here, please.
Hey, the Big M. How's it hanging, McFly?
Hey, Needles.
So?
Needles?
Did you take a look at that little business proposal of mine?
I don't know, Needles.
What are you afraid of? If this thing works, it'll solve all your financial problems.
And if it doesn't work, Needles, I could get fired. It's illegal. I mean, what if the Jits is monitoring, huh?
The Jits will never find out.
Oh, God.
Come on. Stick your card in the slot and I'll handle it. Unless you want everyone in the division to think you're
chicken. Nobody calls me Chicken Needles. Nobody!
All right. Prove it.
All right, Needles. Here's my card. Scan it. I'm in.
Thanks, McFly. I'll see you at the plant tomorrow.
Thank you for using AT&T.
McFly!
Fujitsu-san, konnichiwa!
McFly! I was monitoring that scan you just interfaced. You are terminated!
Terminated? No! No! It wasn't my fault, sir! It was Needles! Needles was behind
and
the whole
you
thing!
You cooperated!
No, I didn't! It was a sting operation!
And you knew.
I was setting them up!
Read my
no,
facts!
No! Please, no! I cannot be fired! I'm fired! Ah!
For the second hour or second half hour of Dutch and Royce, we went long form with the with the first hour here on Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Yeah, it was fun.
Number is 954-573-2780.
Oh, Johnny, go.
Or you can go to morelikeradio.com/live if you're listening to the podcast and join us in live Tuesday night from 10 to midnight. And I had no idea about this, but apparently I guess Brain Stew is constantly changing their time, but they're on from 7 to 9 on Tuesdays now. So they're leading up before us on Tuesday night. So make sure you check those idiots out. They're very funny. When Hammy gets pissed, it's the funniest thing in the world. So check those guys out. They're a very, very funny show.
Yes, and now I had unless you had something to go to, I had a.
Well, I wanted to talk about your Canes,
dude. You saw that with Duke.
Well, first of all, I mean,
I heard about it, but I didn't see any video on it.
First of all, like they fired their coach Al Golden, who should have been fired the year after he got hired.
Al Golden Shower.
Now, I mean, we don't talk a lot of sports on this show, but I mean, dude, here's the one thing I've noticed is that, like, before we go on the air, what are we always talking about?
Sports, yeah.
Well, I want to talk about sports. So let's talk about that for a second. Like,
so this is the leg by half hour?
Leg by.
For now it is. But, dude, it's more than that in the fact that, okay, so this once storied, you know, college football team who've had some of the greatest players come through that that program has basically been that of. Well, let's just put it this way. They were getting beaten by Duke's football team.
Yep.
That's how bad it's gotten.
Yep.
And towards the end of the game, well, Royce, while I'm talking about this, can you pull up the actual video of it? It might be easier if you just pull it from your end. But anyways, they're down by, I think, like 5 points or something like that. And there's like no time left on the clock. And they basically get a kickoff. To them, and the only thing they can do is like a hook and ladder play, which is basically you just toss it back, you know, backwards lateral to people behind you. There was like 5 block in the backs. There was 2 different points where someone's knee hit the ground, and they still ran all the way back, scored the touchdown. The officials did the official review and looked at it and still said it was good. And they ended up suspending the entire official crew because they fucked up the call.
Right. But we won.
Yeah, but dude, what's funny about it is that on Miami Hurricanes Twitter, they basically put up emoji of a shrug like, hey, welcome, whatever, man. Like, even they knew that shouldn't have
if
been.
If Tom Brady has taught us anything about football. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No.
But I mean, like, can they suspend NFL refs for making?
They did. They suspended. They suspended them, which more than likely that whole crew is going to get fired. But yeah.
For NFL, like, because NFL, like they've had so many blown calls and all this other happy horse shit and nothing really happened. So what difference is a NFL ref as opposed to an NCAA ref?
Well, I mean, they're run by different organizations, at least, you know, the ACC, because that's where, you know, it was those refs that were commissioned by the ACC conference that, you know, were like, dude, they fucked it up and we're suspending that entire crew.
Yeah.
For just being assholes. But you said, you guys got the win.
But we won.
God, that team is so bad these days.
No, not against Duke, apparently.
Well, that's the point. You shouldn't be proud about a win against Duke.
Yeah, well, they were 22. Of course we're proud. They were ranked higher than
one
us.
One thing, if it was in basketball, but...
They were number 22. They weren't bad.
I hear their lacrosse seems pretty good.
It's pretty good. I heard Duke lacrosse is not bad.
You know how sad that whole thing is? Is that even though every single one of those guys was cleared, you still always associate rape with that team.
Well, it's the same thing how Ray Lewis killed a guy.
I was just a lacrosse fan.
Allegedly. Now, Dutch.
You have to play it all or no?
He already played it.
Yeah, I played it while you were talking.
Oh, I wasn't looking at the video.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I played it while you were talking. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, while you were saying it, I played the whole thing.
Okay, yeah. So, but dude, that whole thing is just, it's absolutely ridiculous. But I mean, I figured you'd be happy about it.
Of course, because we won.
Yeah. So what'd you have?
Oh, well, I just had a question because, I mean, every week I like to ask a question for everyone to open form, like we've been doing the past couple weeks.
No, I got it cleared up, so you don't have to worry.
Now, I think this is a good one, and I want to point it out to the fans. I'm going to post it on Facebook, too. Is anything worth giving up sex for? Anything. Like, think about something is there anything that you would want that you would give up sex for?
plenty of things because my drive is so low these days.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's start. Okay, Dutch.
Well, I have low T. I got diagnosed with it. So.
So fucking get to hormone replacement therapy.
Oh, I'm.
You gonna get the gel? Put that shit under your armpits. You have a boner for years.
I know.
What would you give up for sex, Dutch?
What would I give up? Now, like, you gotta give me some, like, categories. Like, things?
Is there
a lifestyle? Like, what are you asking?
Let me see here. Is there a goal, something you want in life that you would give up sex for? You can never have sex again, but you would have this.
Never have sex again, but I have this.
But you would have something.
Oh, hold on. Because when you first said it, I thought you were giving up sex for like a night.
No, life.
Like, you have to go nun style or priest style?
What about masturbation?
Not priest style.
You can masturbate.
Okay. Oh, okay. Fuck. Yeah, well, that's what I'm
saying. So you're allowed to jack off, but you can't have sex anymore. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Does anybody have anything they can think of? Because I'm
trying. Is there an amount of money?
Yeah, I would like to be financially secure for the rest of my life.
Well, how much money is financially
secure? Yeah, how much?
Like per year? Annual?
No. Just take a lump sum and then you can figure out how you want to invest it per year after that.
$50 million.
$50 million will give you give up sex for life for $50 million.
That's a good chunk of change.
I mean, I can still jerk it off, right?
Yeah, you can jerk it.
Yeah, if you have $50 million.
Yeah.
I would give up sex to marry a prince and become monarch royalty.
Why don't you go fuck yourself?
You're obsessed with this whole... You really want to be a princess?
And what kind of princess wants to marry some bitch he can't fuck?
Exactly. What princess has ever wanted to marry the prince that she's been with?
Oh, Jasmine. So you could be a beard.
Exactly. I'd just be like, princess, I'd get to rule some random country. You'd have royalties beyond your wildest dreams, and you won't have to do shit because you don't have to work.
So your thing is more like, I want power and not actually have to do anything for it.
You get power, fame. Honestly, the money will give you beauty. You'll get awesome clothes from it. You'll basically just be like a celebrity instanite, and you don't have to work. No monarchies today are active. So there's all cabinet members. Like, you're just a figurehead. It's awesome.
See, for me, the only thing that I could give that up for would have to know that my name would live on like years past.
A legacy
for something good or something beneficial to the world. You know what I mean? Or something. I just don't want to be forgotten. That's my biggest fear.
Who are you?
Because I know it's going to happen. But, I mean, it isn't necessarily, like, you know, everybody's going to know who Albert Einstein is, you know, years from now because of how much he contributed.
He's the guy that made Einstein's bagels. I know. I've heard of him. He's really famous.
Yeah, that guy.
Those guys are starting to fade out fast, man.
I don't know. But, like, you know, everybody knows who Alexander the Great is. Everybody knows who Genghis Khan is. I mean, I just want to know that my name is going. People are still going to know who the fuck I am. I'm not going to be some insignificant. Fuck.
If you go into a monarchy, your name will be in history.
Maybe.
So you're thinking I should be a princess, the first male princess of all time?
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Mary. Okay, I'll be the first male princess.
That's actually not bad.
Caitlyn Jenner.
It's not bad.
I'll be Caitlyn Trump.
Hammy says, if I had Howard Stern's life, I'd give up sex in a heartbeat.
Married to a thick-jawed idiot?
Well, I think outside of that too.
Oh, you mean hosting the radio show like Howard Stern?
Right, like with that bunch of
with a Howard Stern. Well,
Hammy's going for the same thing. Power. No one's going to forget him.
That goes to my point though. Like everybody, you know, Howard Stern is probably going to live as probably one of the most famous. Him and Rush Limbaugh will be the most famous radio DJs of all time.
Yeah, I agree.
Long after radio's dead, people are going to look back and be like, "Yeah, those two were the guys."
I would. What about you, Mitch?
I kind of just want a grilled cheese sandwich.
Okay. You see, that's really. Those are very short-sighted.
Those are thinking long.
We're going long term.
Grilled cheese sandwiches for life.
Wait, but is like a different grilled cheese sandwich every time, or is it like wrapped in bacon?
Yeah, I just kind of like the American cheese and bread.
Okay, so literally,
I think you're just hungry right now, and maybe you shouldn't have. Any part of this conversation.
You know, Mitch,
I'm going to be making a grilled cheese after this, man.
As delicious as grilled cheeses are, they're like the cheapest food you can make. So why would you give up sex for
that? No, the cheapest food is peanut butter and banana.
No, I think cheap grilled cheese is cheaper than peanut butter and banana.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Peanut butter is pretty pricey, dude.
Yeah, but the really? Point is that it's just you're going to give up sex
for sandwich. Forget it. Just for a sandwich.
For a sandwich.
You're giving up sex. I wouldn't give up sex for any sandwich.
Well, how many sandwiches?
He said for life.
Sandwiches for life?
But grilled cheese for life.
Just one a day, though, because you get sick of them.
No, you fuck. I hate you.
No, hold on. Maybe he's turning me because I'm starting to think if I had a...
I think we're all hungry. Guys, we're just all hungry.
If I had Tony Luke's cheesesteak every day, I think I might...
Who the fuck is Tony Luke?
It's the best Philly... Fuck, you know, the mainstays as far as Philly cheesesteak sandwiches go. Go to Tony Luke's in Philadelphia. That's the best cheesesteak you're ever going to have.
I would probably want all of Superman's powers.
So you're God.
Would right. your weakness? Would his weaknesses be brought no. into there too? Like
actually,
kryptonite and
my weakness would be I care too much.
I have a question.
Well, it makes sense because Superman really can't have sex with
anyone.
He
can't have sex anyway.
I was going to say, did he ever fuck Lois Lane?
No, but
Superman ever had sex in any fucked, iteration?
Yes,
of any
yes,
of the
yes.
I believe
yes, Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
He fucked Wonder Woman because she could take his super dick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, are you guys fucking...
No, for real. For real.
Which... Okay.
Yeah, he's had sex with Wonder Woman. So, yeah, he could fuck Wonder Woman. He could fuck
is
pretty
Is that
much.
How he made Supergirl, or is that still
No,
his
Supergirl's
cousin.
His cousin.
Supergirl's his cousin, man. That's weird, man.
I don't know. I mean, do they...
Now, here's the fun part.
The comics?
Here's the thing.
As hot as Supergirl is, that's his cousin.
We always talk about... We always do talk about Superman, and we always talk about he can't fuck. But now let's turn it around. Dutch, you brought a good point. Supergirl. Can Supergirl fuck? Can you
feel
fuck
like
Supergirl?
She would squeeze your penis.
No,
off.
I
like
think
if you were a good fuck like I am, she would. You would definitely make her like contract.
Are you low T?
How about this? If she squirts, man, that squirts coming out faster than a speeding
like acid.
Bullet.
Yeah, and it probably would burn you.
Okay, well, wear a condom.
Just put a hole in your head or
wear a kryptonite
penis.
Condom.
Kryptonite condom. Well, then you'd be killing her.
No, she
what
doesn't.
What if it's red kryptonite, though?
She doesn't get affected by kryptonite.
Yes, she
Superman.
Does. Oh, Superman
yeah, she
does. Anyone from Krypton does.
Oh, sorry.
Nerd.
It's Power Girl you're thinking of, the one with the tits.
Yeah. So, okay, I would probably go, with superpowers. It doesn't have to be Superman. I mean, it could be Magneto's powers. I'd take that.
I didn't realize superpowers
were... Yeah, but you can't touch anything like metal.
I didn't realize superpowers and fantasy ideas were in the realm of this scenario.
Oh, Hammy goes, you're Hammy
things.
Hammy says you're fucking Supergirl, not the queen from Aliens. Her cum won't burn you.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was getting things confused.
But it will impale you.
Yeah, I don't like Royce's pick because you're not going to get.
Like we were all picking specific like things.
Yeah. Like
you're basically going, I want to be God.
It has to be based in reality?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Batman.
Okay.
No, that's based in reality. A billionaire.
Wait, Batman or Batman and then you're also Bruce Wayne, like the millionaire.
I'm both.
Millionaire
I would
Bruce
be
Wayne.
I would be millionaire Bruce Wayne would also I would have enough money so that I could afford the training and all the stuff I needed to be Batman. There you go. Based in reality. A real superhero, no superpowers, just that.
Well, are you having sex during the training because you're not Batman yet?
No, I'm not having any sex. I mean, I have to give up sex and then I would have to, you know, do that. I guess that or I would. Immortality would be pretty cool.
Oh, that'd be the worst because you're giving up sex for life. So you're giving up sex for an immortal life.
You're right.
That's not a bad idea, though, because you actually get to see how, like, the future of the human race progresses.
Are you kidding me? I'm so fucking bored with life as it is right now. I don't care about that.
Maybe you need to have immortality.
No, I don't want that because that would make it even worse. If I know I can never die, that's the reason why you do things that are exciting, knowing that there's a possibility I could die if I do this.
But then you have that that sense that, wow, I can't die, so I can everything now is limitless. Like I can go
but how many
base
of those...
jump off of the Eiffel Tower without worrying about getting
right.
or I can go surfing with sharks.
How about this? That'll hold you over for 10 years. Then what do you do for the rest of the millennia?
You saw the cheerleader and hero. She was miserable.
Yeah, but that's also because she had little T-Rex
arms.
Yeah,
that's because she had dinosaur hands.
Yeah. Hidden penitentiary. Fucking what portion of Hidden Penitentiary is a midget?
All of it.
Yeah.
It's big.
I mean,
she's her husband, Jesus midget. Christ, is like 7 feet tall.
Hammy says, give me a TARDIS. I'll never fuck again. Time travel. What if you get time travel?
I would love that.
Time travel, you would get the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Yeah, but you can't fuck then.
You can still get a handy from like Cleopatra.
No, you can't.
Hold on, real quick. Pause. What are the rules of this? Is this like a genie granting you one wish and then basically your dick doesn't work anymore? Or like, do you make a deal that, okay, if you fuck, then you die?
First off, they're not genies. They prefer to be called gin Americans. And look, you
I just want to establish the rules.
The rule,
yeah, what are the rules?
Fine. You answered your real life ones. How about this? Let's do that. We answered the real life ones. Now let's go. Let's say genie rules, okay? Let's say you can't have sex ever, but you get one wish, even if it's super, it doesn't matter what it is, it could be crazy. What would you pick?
Super strength.
But in exchange for what? Does your penis fall off?
Your penis doesn't fall off.
How do you not have sex?
You could jerk off, but if you were to have sex, you immediately die.
Huh.
So it's not even you lose what you had, you die.
You die.
So even if you wish for an immortal life, if you have sex, then you die.
You're dead.
My wish would be that I get to have sex with Jillian Michaels and then I die.
Okay, that's not a bad one. I mean,
so sexually attracted to her and I don't know why.
It's the body, not the face, because her face looks like
a walrus. Face, it's all of it, man. I don't know what it is about her fucking weird face that I like. I can't explain it.
I would like to.
She's got resting smug face.
I guess.
Yes, she does.
Here's a fun one. I would like to punch Kanye West in a smug face.
Yes.
Repeatedly?
Yeah.
For how long?
I would like to murder Justin Bieber.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Murder someone and get away with it, but you can't have sex for life. Who would you kill?
Ooh.
Would you do it? Bieber. Justin Bieber's good.
I would go Bieber. He's actually kind of, after that whole roast, like, I kind of, he's really? he's turned on me, so.
Really?
Or I've turned a new leaf on him, I guess is what I should say. But no, Kanye, if I could beat up Kanye West for a half hour, just beat him up. Like schoolyard type shit.
And I would want him to fight back.
Yeah. But just knowing that he would hit me like the way my nephews do.
Right. Just beat the living shit. That would be really good.
That would be a good one.
Yeah. Beating up Kanye West. Or I guess maybe. Because
at the same time, you could say everything you've always wanted to say. Like every racial slur. And you know he can't do anything back. Or he can. But it won't affect you really.
Or be able to like. Or be able to like torture the pedophile priest. That would be fun.
That would be good.
Like, you know, just in one foul swoop, you know, shit like that.
I'd probably kill a dictator.
Yeah, everybody always, that's a hack answer. Everybody,
I would kill Hitler if he was a baby.
No, not Hitler. Like, get rid of Fidel Castro once and for all.
He's like 1,000. It'll be a waste of a wish.
Yeah. And also, if once you kill Fidel, then he just has another Castro in line.
Mm-hmm. How would you do it, Marie?
Tickle.
You tickle him to death.
That's gotta be.
It takes so long.
Yeah, but that's a shitty way to die.
That is bad.
Because there's nothing worse than being tickled when you don't want to be tickled. Like, that is terrible.
Tickling is the worst.
It's like Dimitri Martin's joke.
But it's the worst way for a dictator to go.
It's like Dimitri
Martin. Because a dictator will want pride. And what's the way he got killed? Tickled to death.
Oh, my God.
It's like
he has to live with that the rest of his life.
It's like Dimitri Martin's joke where he says, like, the worst question ever is, are you ticklish? Because the answer always is, they're going to touch you.
Yes.
And because, you know, there's not a right answer to it. You're going to be touched.
You're going to be touched.
But, I think that killing dictator, meh. I would want to beat someone up that's annoying. You know, like
just, someone that like just for whatever reason just gets in your skin like all the time.
I would love to be able to uppercut Hillary Clinton.
There you go.
Uppercutter. Just uppercutter.
Just her face.
Just her fucking cunt face.
Dumb face.
Yeah.
She's going to be our next president, and that's the worst part about this.
No, she won't.
No way.
She won't.
I think she is.
Nah.
No.
It's going to be Bernie Sanders, bro. Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders is not going to be Hillary.
Yes, it is. Socialism is
working.
Dude,
the guy ran for so many yardage for the Detroit Lions, man. Of course he's going to be a president. Yeah,
that's Barry Sanders.
Oh, okay. Well, he was a football player and a baseball player, and you know, so he can do president.
Is that Bo Jackson? That's Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Bo Jackson.
No, I thought that was Deion Sanders.
Oh, she's so hot when she was in the bathing suit with the long braided hair.
No, Marie.
Well, he's got those 15 herbs and spices, delicious
Colonel.
Chicken.
That's the Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders.
Oh. Well, who the hell are we talking
getting
about?
More and more confused by those commercials every day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now Norm MacDonald is the Colonel. And I think every former SNL, I'm waiting for Rob Schneider to be the new
Is
Colonel.
That what they're doing now? They're just like rotating cast members? Or
I don't know.
With Daryl Hammond.
I thought they had a problem with how creepy he was.
He's yeah, really I think they had a problem out, with Daryl. Yeah, because I think he was just being really jokey
I think they had too
it.
Many focus groups go, that fucking is weird.
Well, how weird is like, I saw one a recent one where he was like trying to be like a college student. So he was wearing like the Southern gentleman. He's like, Hey, with all you college folk, and hey, aren't you the Colonel
Sanders?
Yeah,
they're doing that during the college football games. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Hammy had a good one. Al Sharpton.
Oh, God. Yes.
Beat up Al Sharpton for a half hour.
Fucking. What about the guy from Scientology?
Yeah, that's what Maul said. I'll kill the Kennison at Scientology.
That guy, brilliant. Too.
Great.
Oh, God. If I could just punch Al Sharpton's weird shaped head.
And get away, mind you, we get away with it. That's the other part.
You get away with it for a half, you get a half hour beating, and then you can't have sex the rest of your life. That's a good one.
That's that man. That's
Royce, but you're forgetting Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri.
He doesn't bother me as much as he bothers you. He I don't know you hate
me.
Him, but
he bothers me. He wears his
Is
sunglasses.
Is it Fieri or Fairy?
Well, he
wore, faggot.
He wears his sunglasses on the back of his head. Everything's dope and tight. Fucking, he looks like young Hammy.
Old with the
and bomb. John, don't you still hate Queen Latifah?
That mother. Well, I think she. I think she heard my outrage. Because she doesn't really do anything except be a butch a queen in a relationship now. I don't think she does anything anymore because she realized.
Right. I haven't really heard her name brought up in a while.
Because I think she knew that she was on my hit list. So it's okay. Yeah, you can all thank me for that. That's why I can't have sex anymore.
Oh, Ma says Sean Penn.
I saw him in a Netflix movie recently. I'm like, what are you doing?
I'm trying to think of who really gets under my skin. Al Sharpton does. Obviously, Hillary.
Tom Cruise.
The guy from the 700 Club. The old man. Pat Robertson. Beating the shit out of him. My God. That would be amazing.
Pat Robertson. That would be great.
Look, see,
stealing money from people.
Look at Hammy with his Guy Fieri shirt in the fucking chat room.
Oh, Hammy. I want to beat up Hammy. I want to beat up Hammy for a half hour.
I actually want to set him on fire.
I can not have sex the rest of my life.
He looks like Guy Fieri. Is this a Halloween costume?
No, that's just his. That was the way he dressed.
2004.
Hammy, did you get beat up that day? Just in general.
He should have.
I hope you did.
He fucking should have. His shirt looks like what a car in Fast and the Furious 1 looked like.
His shoulders are so sad.
Yeah, they are.
On one side.
He really is just like a big frown shape.
He had a choice between the sick awesome bowling shirt with the skulls or Ray-Ban sunglasses, and he chose the shirt. That's why his eyes are so squinty.
No, he has Ray-Bans on the back of his head.
Oh, he does? I can't see it because
I'm just assuming he does. I don't really know.
Oh, fuck.
God. This is like that whole, how many third graders could you beat up kind of thing?
1,000.
Like, who could you beat up for a...
I don't know how this...
Rosie relates. O'Donnell.
Why is it O'Donnell?
Rosie O'Donnell, whatever.
You said that weird.
Sorry.
Rosie O'Donnell, yeah.
I would like to beat up Whoopi Goldberg just so I could Sharpie eyebrows on her,
yes. Finally.
Just anyone on The View.
Anyone on The View. Just go in there.
But seriously, does she have cancer that she lost that in chemo? Or that's just what is it?
That's her thing.
Oh, boy.
I really don't think I can think of anybody that annoyed me to that extent. Have I ever said anybody that... Oh, I know. The guy that invented the TV show The Slap.
Okay. That's a good choice, Marie.
We broke that entire thing down on the show.
Speaking of the slap thing...
Here we go.
I just went up to Sherry one day. I had my camera out. And I'm like, NBC's The Slap. And I hit her on the ass. And she just kind of turned around and looked at me. She's like, hey.
That's the new thing to do now? You have to walk up to people. I love what Mitch started this. You walk up to people and go, NBC's The Slap. And you have to film yourself slapping them. It's a viral marketing campaign.
Can you post the video that you did?
I'll see if I can find it.
I did not.
Because
know that.
Then you slapped the dog, and then I slapped my dog. But I did a terrible job.
Slap Sterling, but he's too fast and smart. He moved out of the way.
I know. I couldn't slap my dog either. Why is it so hard to slap your dog?
Has the best one out of all of them, Kris Jenner.
Oh God,
she is so hateable.
She really is.
What'd she do now?
She made Bruce Jenner a girl.
Oh, that's right.
That's what she did.
He still has a dick.
Eh, whatever.
He never did the dick part. He just did the tit part.
We're all being forced to call him she now. So
I thought Caitlyn got rid of the dick.
No, Caitlyn still has a dick.
She still has it. And she's still against gay marriage too, which is weird. But
which what? Right? How she's still weird a Republican. Is that? Yeah.
the fuck?
She said on Ellen that she's a traditionalist
for transgender rights ever.
She's a traditionalist, is what she said, and it's and she said she's against gay marriage. And I'm like, what are you? What is wrong with you?
It's just the dumbest thing. But yeah,
is he planning on getting rid of the dick, or is that
because if it wasn't for Kris Jenner, none of this Kardashian shit would ever be existed. So I would love to beat her up for a full half hour.
Actually, you should probably blame O.J. Simpson, because if it wasn't for him, the Kardashians would have never been born, because the lawyer would have never had the money to make the Kardashian kids.
And that's what makes time travel possible.
It does.
But not time travel part. We're talking about who we want to beat up right now.
I don't care about that, because if it weren't for the Kardashians, we'd still be hearing about Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie.
Sure, John.
I would like to have every YouTube sensation, if you want to call it that, in a locked room, and I can just murder every single one of them.
Well, not our pal Zach Ayner. He's awesome.
We're having on the show next week. Probably one of the funniest fucks ever.
I don't want you killing Nyan Cat.
Or Yas Cat. Don't kill Yas Cat.
Don't kill any of the cats.
Like those jackasses like PewDiePie and all those people that are like, hey, it's me, blah, blah, blah.
I think you're more pissed off in the fact that you see how much they make a year just on their YouTube videos. The fact that one fucker made, like, what was it, $19 million? They had that list that came out.
No, there's this one cocksucker. She's, like, from fucking India, and she thinks she's funny because she puts on glasses and paints a beard. And then she goes off and, like, goes into, like theaters, and she does, like, stand-up, which is basically her YouTube shit. Like, that's not a career. That's
stupid. Yeah, but how many YouTube hits does she have?
A lot.
So there's apparently an audience for it, and she's just basically making money the way she knows how.
But you know, YouTube.
But that has nothing to do with it. My rant has nothing to do with money. I don't look up and see. I can give two shits how much money they
You
make.
Just don't like the fact that they're popular.
No, I don't like. I just because they're stupid.
YouTube to see we talked about this before. YouTube used to bother me. It doesn't anymore. Once I came to the term. It came to the fact that YouTube is basically just for 15-year-old Asian kids and gay kids. It doesn't bother me. It's not my demographic. It's not something that's meant to me.
Same thing, like people who hate us and our show and our form of entertainment. It's just like, okay, well, you don't have to listen to it. You don't have to watch it. But there's a lot of people who do. Same thing with them. It's like, we may not get a lot of these people, but we can't hate on them and want to murder them based on them. Just basic, you know, doing their own form of entertainment. I would never get mad at that.
It's funny because South Park.
So I'm a
South
bad
Park,
person for saying South, that.
A bad person because you jerked off Nathan in a parking lot. But
there's many other reasons you're a bad person.
There's
that's
a ton
not the
of
one.
Reasons, Cakes.
Now the thing is, South Park said it best because they were making fun of PewDiePie and all that stuff and all the YouTube sensations. But at the end of it, they says we shouldn't, and I agree with them. We shouldn't be mad at YouTube sensations because, as annoying and stupid as they are. They're making money on their own. They're not on a record label. They're not signed to a fucking network. They're actually going out there as people and making money without anybody controlling
them.
They
found a niche.
And that's good.
You can't blame someone who figured out a niche, something that people... That there's an audience for.
Now, not saying
same
that it's good.
We found our own niche
Of
savages who like us.
Yeah, it's not about... It's not about whether you like their stuff or not, because I agree, there's a lot of shit on YouTube that I don't like. But that being said, not everything on YouTube is directed towards me. You know what I mean? Oprah's a billionaire. I don't like Oprah, but there's plenty of people that do. You know, and
you can't say they're not talented, or you can't say that they're not entertaining, because obviously other people find them entertaining. So there is value to their type of entertainment. It may just not be your type of entertainment.
Right, there's a lot of stuff. But how much shit's on TV that's terrible? Most of it, but there's enough people watching this. Well, no,
is the best show ever.
NBC's The Slap.
I put that video in the chat room.
Oh, NBC's The Slap.
I did.
NBC's The Slap.
Oh, I gotta play it. Hold on, let me pop it up here on the thing, we probably get
it. Yeah, it's time to go.
Okay, let me play.
I guess Dutch already watched it.
Here it is.
This is stupid. NBC's The Slap.
Ah!
Ah! One more time, one more time, one more time, one more time.
NBC's The Slap.
Ah!
Ah! It's her. Ah! Like, what the?
It was delayed. It's like, hey.
Why is it unlisted, Mitch? It should be listed and it should be called NBC The Slap.
You idiot, dude.
I'll fix it.
NBC's The Slap.
That's the reason why there's only a couple of...
Oh, God, it's amazing.
Oh, that's shit. So simple. Watch this go viral.
I would love it if that's everyone starts doing the NBC's The Slap.
I hope so.
And then John's going to have to beat up Mitch because he became an internet sensation.
God damn it. Right.
Tear down my shitty wall. Oh, fuck.
Hey, why are we better than everyone?
Oh, we should probably do that, huh?
I'm tired.
It's bedtime.
It's bedtime.
Stupid time change.
Well, anyways, all right. So, we'll just start with Mitch. I mean, why are you better, buddy?
Well, I am better than you because I started the next viral sensation of slapping women while you film it.
Yes. And it's acceptable. Johnny Cakes?
I'm better than you because all I had to do is dress up as Jesus riding a dinosaur and family members would insist that their children take a photo with me.
Marie?
I am better than you because I will always say things and realize just after the person was right behind me.
Royce?
I'm better than you because I think less of you because you got a DUI.
Oh. Ow.
Ouch.
And I am better than you because I actually have a younger brother who's an actual pit bull. So.
Dale.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Don't forget to tune in to Hippo Juice tomorrow.
Mañana.
From 7 to 9 p.m.
7 to Mines.
7 to Mime. God, I fucked that up. The Cousin Joe on Friday. And then just go look at all the full list of awesome shows that are on More Like Radio. Just go to morelikeradio.com. Obviously, check out Brain Stew. Their new time is also Tuesdays from 7 to 9. But the real show you want to watch is us. They're okay. They're like, I don't know. It's like a beer backer before the shot. That's what they are.
No, Dutch, that's not true. They're like a keg sitting in your living room.
Yes, they're a rotting keg in my garage right now.
Love you, Hammy.
There's just a huge tub of warm beer. That's what Brain Stew, tub of warm beer.
I love them very much.
So, all right. Yeah, guys, we'll see you next. Anything else, you guys?
I think that's it.
Next week on Dutch and Royce, 10 to midnight. MoreLikeRadio.com. He dresses like a dapper dumb, but even in jeans, he's a godsend original, the man of my dreams. Yes, my man says he loves me. Never says he loves me not. Mine, I rush me good and touch me in the right spot. See other guys that I've had, they try to play all like Mac. It's good every time they try, I said, that's not.